Nigga said I gotta talk to y'all.
That's not gonna be real quick.
What the hell?
Nigga said I'm gonna talk to y'all real quick, but I got a lot to say. Wait,
okay.
What?
That's the oxymoron.
What the hell? That'll make
literally.
Sense.
Literally.
Yo, Myron, last night Sneeko said FNF is an echo chamber, but he will still come for clips. And when you had interview with Tate, he came on Space and celebrated communist slide? Side. No, special slide. Mm-hmm. I have proof recorded clips for all of this. He is a virtue signaling snake.
Look at the account, though. You see the account?
Yeah. Oh, Fittler?
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Hey, Minor Fresh, thank you for everything you've done. I was going to surrender my masculinity because I'm short, but you have gave me all the advice to go forward and not be a man. My money is at least for 6 G's going for more. Support you till the end. I think he means
to
be
you,
a man is what I misspelled there.
Don't give up, bro.
Yeah.
Never give up.
No Name goes, hey, FNF, I'm always getting jumped, excluded, picked on. The girl that I like strongly is not interested in me. I have no friends. That girl is fucking with bullies, and I'm really obsessed over the girl. I'm 18 and I'm in high school thinking of, man. Like, dude, I've told you guys a million times, never, ever set your, livelihood on, attracting a female or being with a female, bro. Like, being obsessed with a girl, you're already losing.
And also,
that's the scarcity mindset, bro.
Break the actual.
And you're 18. You're useless right now. Like, bro, you got to build your value up. There's nothing wrong with that. We're all born with nothing as men.
Also, just to bring up a point here as well, you're trying to get a girl that doesn't like you.
Yeah,
it's okay, bro. Not everyone's gonna like you, but find those that do, and then mess with them. Because I think for most people, all right, I'm gonna try to bring her to my side and make her like me.
Yeah,
bro, she don't like you, bro. It's what it is.
It's a waste.
Just move on. So
don't deal with low interest girls, man. It's
and then bullying, bro.
Miserable.
Listen, bro, it's a part of the package. I think for most people, at least in school, it's gonna be tough. But I mean, it's gonna be worth it at the very end. That's what I would say.
Moneybag goes $5,500. I want to call in. I know you guys usually ask for 4 digits of the phone number. If I'm not mistaken, please let me know if I'm doing it right. I'm gonna send my other tip to skip the line. Yeah, that's not how you do it, man. So yeah, Mo, the way we do it, guys, when you put your number in, Mo keeps a list of all the numbers that are paid, and he prioritizes those guys.
I'm waiting on
last
you on the
40187. Okay, that's $100 one, man. Shout out to you, my friend. So we probably gotta get him on first. He's gonna be one of the first ones. Anything else?
Just loading up Overland, so we can get the
yeah, let's go ahead and get let's go ahead and get bring in Jay Williams. He sent in 100 0187. We're gonna get him on the line.
And I see him.
Oh, actually he did 200. Look, that's twice.
No, it was just replay. What do you see?
It's
okay.
Replaying.
Oh, okay.
But I see him right here.
All right. Let's get Jay on the line.
What up, Jay?
So, Jay, 0187, you are up. 0187, you are up.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're good, man. What's
up, bro?
Man, look, I've been trying to talk to you guys for a minute now. I'm trying to get in contact with y'all, man.
Got us now, bro.
So basically, I own my own trucking business. I was trying to get in contact with y'all about that whole thing because I know people have been asking about that. I really want to talk about the highs and the lows and everything. And, people think that it's easy to get into trucking like a fly-by-night thing. Oh, I'm going to make all this money. That's not how it is. I'm a third-generational truck driver. Went to college, got my degree, all that stuff. But I learned both sides of it. I learned the dispatch side. I learned the trucking side of it as well, ever since I was a kid. So, but yeah, man, I would definitely like to be on the show and whatnot. I'll give y'all my Instagram page and all that stuff so you guys can see. But yeah, man,
Mo?
Mo is literally gonna take it right now. Can you say it real quick and Mo could take it in and we'll look at your stuff. Do you have are you on YouTube or anything like that or no?
No, I'm not on YouTube. I'm just on Instagram. I have a Facebook, okay. But I'm not really on there like that either. So
where are you based out of?
I live in Huntsville, Alabama, actually.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Then. I guess. Mo, what's your IG? Can you drop real quick?
BIGMOITW.
What's yours?
Okay. Mine is. I super chat sometimes as well. Mine is Big Kings Aguan. I had super chatted a few times about that too. So.
Well, you're Jamaican?
No. I'm actually Bahamian from the Bahamas. So.
Okay.
Bumba cut. Yeah, it's right next door. So okay.
So I'm not too far from you guys.
Big King Aguan.
Big Kings Aguan.
Yeah.
Big
so B I G
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, B-I-G-T-I-N-G-S. G-W-A-N-N.
Well, it's two N's.
Yeah, two N's.
All right, so what we'll do is I'll have Mo send you some questions, and then yeah, we'll definitely look over your stuff, bro, and get back to you, all right?
All right, cool. Yeah, yeah, all sounds good, man. And another thing. Another thing before I go, man. I just want to say I appreciate what y'all do. I've been on this whole thing since I'm almost 38 now. I've been on this whole, I don't really like to say red pill, but red pill thing since I was like 19, 20. Had my father in my life, so he taught me all the do's and don'ts, even though I still had to learn some things the hard way. But, yo, I'm just let the viewers know, please don't be a simp.
That's not it, bro.
That's definitely not it at all, man. So you guys are changing lives, and you guys are actually showing these younger cats and some of these older cats how to do things. So, you know, I have conversations all the time with these, you know, with certain people, man. And they're like, well, bro, how do you do this? Like, how do you get girls and stuff like that? I'm like, well, it's not really that. It's harder for a man to get women. But when you have that confidence and you exude that confidence and you actually know how to talk to women, it's not as hard as people think it is. It's really not. But a lot of people don't know how to do that. So
it's getting to that point first,
yeah,
though.
Man,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's about getting there, like, yeah. But I appreciate you fellas, man. I know y'all got a lot of callers, so I definitely appreciate y'all.
No worries, bro. We appreciate you. Mo, I think, found your profile. We're just going to send you some questions and, you know, look over your stuff. We'll go from there, bro.
Cool, bro. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all take care. Right. Keep doing y'all thing. Right. Shout out to you, bro.
All right. Who's up next? I think somebody else sent in 100.
Yes, and he's next.
John
right
King.
Now. Yep, and I got him.
John King dropped this whole number in there. Come on,
I don't know why you did that,
why
bro.
Why y'all need to do that, bro? Yo, hey, come here and keep doing that, bro. You guys drop. I mean, look, if you guys want to get called by potentially, you guys can. But
just
like,
do the last four, man.
Yo, man, that's all.
Oh my goodness, bro.
Because he dropped their full number in this shit. All right,
but 926-9269, you are up. 926-9.
At least you know he's serious about
you
it.
You are up.
Yo. Hello.
Yo, what's up,
man?
We got you on the line, John.
Hey, oh man, I've been trying to call you guys for a minute, just been so busy. Couldn't catch any of the call-in shows, but basically I just want to say thank you guys for like all you do for everybody. I don't think you guys realize like how much you've changed just like young men's mindsets and like the dating market as a whole. Like I don't think you guys know like how big of an impact you've had, so just crazy.
I'll tell you this, bro. As you guys know, I don't go outside often, right? And when we were in Vegas, that was the first time I'd been in like, you know,
wow,
any type of nightlife in a very long time. And the amount of people that came up to us was actually like staggering. Like, I'll go out, right? And then it'll be a few months, damn near almost a year. Then I go back out again. And I'm always like shocked at like how many people come up to us and stop and say, yo, if we fuck with the podcast, blah, blah. Bro, I would say when we're walking, every 3 to 4 minutes, somebody would stop us and
we
say, yo,
well,
if we get a picture, yo.
Even girls, bro. Talk
yeah,
to girls. I'm like, what is going on right now?
They always had a boyfriend though.
this one didn't.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So it was just crazy.
Okay,
but
nah, man.
But,
so it's really humbling. It's really great to like, you know, and they'll tell us their story of like how they found us or how we helped them, and it's crazy, man. So
yeah,
appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, I was actually 30 pounds in the past 2 years when I started watching you guys.
Yeah,
got
buddy,
my MX gold card.
Let's go.
I actually just bought my first house. I paid $110 for it. It just appraised at $220, so I'm sitting pretty good on that.
Losing weight but gaining equity.
Yeah.
From a free podcast.
Yeah, biggest. Fresh, I run the biggest car page in my area called Central
really?
Georgia Car Scene. So if you're ever down in Atlanta, it's like an hour south. Be pretty sick to have you out there, Fresh.
At Atlanta Autos for another opening of our company. So if you want to hit me up, bro, hit me on Instagram, bro, Freshman CEO, because I definitely want to get into the car scene over there.
Cool.
For sure.
Yeah. We're popping down here. We got all kinds of stuff going on. So
just DM me Atlanta so I know it as you.
Cool.
Sweet. Will do.
All right, bro. That's dope, man. Losing
weight. I appreciate you guys.
Canyon Real Estate.
Yep. That's what we're talking about, man. All right, who's up
yes,
next?
Sir.
Thanks, brother.
Next up, we have, oh, yeah, this is the one that donated earlier. He's finally in the call. 5500, you are up. 5500, you are up.
Wait, yo. All right. Hello?
Yo.
What's up, bro?
Oh, no. Oh, shit. I wanted to send my, I'm still going to send it anyway. But what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, bro. What's up? What's your question?
Myron, assalamu alaikum. And yo, Fresh, shout out to you. I wanted to ask you guys, I mean, I've been watching you guys for like probably a year now. And I mean, I dropped 40 pounds, did my thing, opening
nice.
Multiple businesses, you know. I really just wanted to ask you guys, you know, as far as like, I mean, of course, I always try to take advice when I watch you guys, you know, but I'm holding it down over here. I'm from Brooklyn. I wanted to ask you guys, how did you guys meet and all that? Because I never got that, like, you know, the origin story of you guys. How did you guys click up and do all that?
We met through a mutual friend, Solo TV 84.
Shout out to him, by the way.
Is how we met. I was doing a fitness channel at the time, and he was doing a prank channel at the time. And Solo was like, hey, you need a link with this guy in your area in Miami. His name is Freshman CEO. And then, you know, we had an Instagram call, and then the rest is history.
Isn't that the first instance we had of networking?
It was
like
on Instagram.
A mutual connection.
It was an Instagram call, yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Powerful,
yep,
man.
That's what
very
it was.
Very powerful.
That's sick, bro. And, you know, Fresh, I just want you to know, I be hearing these people, how they talk shit and, you know, talk about how you be stuttering and all this nonsense. Yo, I know you probably don't give a fuck about anything these haters got to say. And, you know, shout out to you, bro, for real. No funny shit. Like, I respect Myron, definitely. Like, I fuck when I'm heavy. But, you know, I know for a fact Myron wouldn't be fucking with you if he didn't think you have the value. Like, you guys both have this mutual respect, and I see how,
yeah,
you guys, you know, you guys are like Kobe and Shaq together, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really, all that other shit, bro, don't ever, I know you probably don't, but I just want to reiterate it to everybody that's listening, fuck them, and I know that you definitely add a bunch of value to this, and you guys are in it for the long run, bro, so much respect.
Appreciate
to you too,
man.
Bro, you deserve
lot,
that,
bro.
For real.
That means a lot, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
That, my friend.
And I'll definitely be calling in another time because I know you guys got a lot of callers. So I'm going to send my tip, and then I'm going to definitely call in another time when you guys are free. I don't want to hold everybody up and shit.
Yeah, no worries, man. Yeah, Chris scheduled the after hours a little bit. I don't know.
Earlier than I thought.
So
it's fine.
But no, man, thank you so much for calling in, bro. I appreciate that. And yeah, man, people are going to say what they want to say. But speaking of which, we got any haters on the line? Yo, haters.
Haters call in!
Yeah, haters. If you got,
yo,
y'all, we have nothing to talk about the past week because we weren't really
on
like
here,
that.
Man.
But
we're back
now.
Yo, before
yeah.
I go, before
yeah,
I go,
ahead.
Bro, free Palestine.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely, bro. Free Palestine.
Always.
Man.
Every day. I'll catch you guys later.
All right, brother. All right,
man.
Okay,
so,
you just have to do it, huh?
Yeah, Mo had to hit the button. All
right. 5836, you're up. 5836, it's been a long time, bro. 5836, you're up.
Feels good to be back.
It feels good. It feels so good to be back, bro.
Hello?
It actually does.
5836,
yeah,
talk
brother?
To us.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Eric.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, what's up, Myron? Fresh, Mo,
yo,
Bill,
what up, man? Yo,
what's up, player?
First of all, I just want to say, I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate what you guys do. You know, ever since I've been listening to you guys, I started going back to college. I'm starting to learn how to weld, actually. I'm actually doing it for my mom as well, since she's been having, like, really health problems. So, you know how that shit goes.
Okay.
But Myron, I actually wanted to ask you, man. Recently,
yeah.
I got a call for a job, and it's for a correction officer for a jail here in my town. And I just wanted to ask you, is there any tips that you could give me, you know, like anything at all? I really
How far along are you in the process?
Next, on Monday, I get my drug test. And then after that, I think they're just going to call me to get my fingerprints and all that stuff. But I start next Friday, actually.
Wait, you already did your interview and everything?
Yeah, man. I already did it.
You did your polygraph?
No, not yet.
Okay. Make sure you sleep before you do that polygraph.
Okay.
That's the best tip I can give you. And if you're like, okay, you know, don't drink caffeine before you go, don't do none of that shit. Make sure you get a really good night's sleep before you polygraph.
Okay. But
and don't say anything different. Don't deviate from what you had put in your original hiring papers. Does that make sense? So like, if you said, you know, that you smoked weed one time in college or some shit like that, and then you go on the lie detector test and you actually did something else, that and there's a discrepancy between what you had reported versus what they find on a polygraph, they'll 100% kick you off the job application process. Just make
got
sure
it,
you your answers align with what you already what you already have put down. You know, so don't lie and get a good night's sleep, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, got it, man. Appreciate that, man. Oh, and also, Fresh, you know what, bro? Fuck the haters. You're what the show needs. You're like just like the embodiment of the passive next to Myron. He's the aggressive one. So yeah, man. I mean, you make me laugh, bro. You're like the real. Yeah. You're the real G, bro. You know what? Just keep doing you, and God bless you, man. All right. I'm always
Thank
praying
you,
for you, Fresh.
Isn't that what it takes? Yeah.
Also, Fresh, I want to ask you, what's your favorite Bible verse, bro? Real quick.
Proverbs. I would say in Proverbs, I want to say maybe like Proverbs 12:1. But
what does it say, actually?
The whole book itself, bro. The whole book itself, I think, is good because if you're a young person, especially a young man in this world of like chaos, bro, having wisdom is key, bro, like for everything that you do. So I think the whole book itself is important for everybody to read. If you're a young guy coming up, you should definitely read it.
Okay. Got it, bro. All right. Well, God bless you guys, and I'll be praying for you guys. Fresh, head up, man. Myron, keep yelling at these fucking hoes. Tell these niggas to stop being stiff, and you know what, bro? Godspeed, all right, guys?
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
All right. You guys.
We got a hater on the line? Let's get a hater on the line.
This one says he's a possible hater.
Possible hater. Okay. You know what that means.
2950. 2950.
What's up, man?
Hello?
Yo.
Oh, sorry. Hello?
Yo, you a hater?
No, I'm not a hater. If you're saying...
You didn't pay, though.
What'd
you not pay?
No.
All right, get him out of here.
What'd you say on stream yesterday? Something with a boot.
Oh, Timberland. Yeah.
What does Timberland make? And then boots, and he's kicking about. I've been saying that joke since 2005,
bro. Not funny, but
I've been
saying
that shit for like 20 years, Yeah.
Get out of here, bro. Oh, bad.
Boot niggas from parties, bad. All right, who's up next?
Well, if you're a hater, put your number in. I'm going to be looking for you.
Yeah, Reddit haters. Come on, man. Assemble.
But other than that, until then, 2944, you are up. 2944, you are up.
Actually, 3-3-3.
2-9-4-4, you are up.
3-3-10 is a hater, allegedly. All right, what's up?
We're here.
Yo, what up, man?
What's up, bro?
Yo, man. I just want to hope everything going good on your side. But, yo, y'all did a lot for me. And I'm only 20.
Shit.
And look, I want to ask y'all. And look, I need y'all to look at my Instagram because I know it's niggas my age that's watching this. But I'll fuck with y'all. Right now, I'm working. I appreciate the Money Mondays because my credit score, Experio, is on 750.
Experian, nice.
I'm 750,
that's good.
Right?
That's good.
Money-wise, I'm 20. I'm not going to speak too much because I don't know if people, my family members watch this shit. But it's near my age. It's near my age. And my
Wait,
savings.
What's near your
I'll
age?
Be, my money-wise, like. I'm gonna just say I'm 20,000 up. I'm 20,000 up. I'm 20,000 up right now.
Okay.
And basically, I've been getting comfortable.
Okay.
I've been getting comfortable, and I just work a regular job. I'm an employee. I work hard. I save my money like them boys. You feel me? Like them boys. No cap. But look,
man.
Like.
Look what you did, man.
I'm just saving and stacking. But, like, it's to a point where I'm doing the same thing every day. I'm just in a cycle. And I'm still not knowing what I'm going to do, even though I'm 20. But I know, like, I'm doing good for myself because I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't go clubbing, I don't do none of that shit. But
so, caller, you feel stuck, right? You feel like you're doing a lot of things there correctly, but you're not getting any progress, right? You feel like you're kind of, like, staying still? in a nutshell?
Yeah, the only thing that's not staying still is just money-wise.
Then you're doing it right then. Then yep. Thing is, bro, it's supposed to feel monotonous.
It is.
Like, it's supposed to absolutely feel like boring, routine, etc. Like, I've always said it, man, burn this into your brain, dude. Time plus consistency equals success. That's where most people fail, is they can't take the monotony. They can't take it. So they're like, oh, I need to switch things up. I want to be spontaneous and have fun and switch it up. No, that's basically like a trap. Don't do that. Like, you know, yeah. The people that are successful, whether it's the gym or making money, whatever, they do the right thing all the time, every time, regardless of how they feel, and they're consistent about it. So if it feels monotonous, bro, good. That's how it should feel.
And also, I made a brand, CEO, as you guys know, what it stands for is control every opportunity. And it's because when you do the monotonous stuff back to back, you're doing it consistently every single day, day in and day out, you're creating a habit of regimented tasks. So what happens is when you get an opportunity, it comes your way, you can actually appreciate it and take advantage of it because now you're ready for it. But if you didn't prepare for it when it came to you, miss it. So a lot of people, they get opportunities in life, but they always fail at it because they never were ready for it in the first place. So with you, you're starting from now, which is great at 20. We meet people in your life, make connections. Oh, you know what, bro? You fit perfectly into our program, our team. I'm going to hire you, bro. You never know. So my thing is like, keep doing what you're doing now, bro. Obviously look for more opportunities, but the fact you're doing this right now, bro, back to back every single day, don't stop, bro. Don't stop.
You know, I fuck with y'all too because last year, right, I was 240. Now I'm 190. I lost 50 pounds. And you know that one quote that you say, Myron, it's like, do you want to be one of them people that sacrifice your time when you're young and be able to enjoy your life in your 30s? I don't know how you specifically say it, but you basically say, do you want to be a bum when you're young and enjoy your time when you're young and then be a bum when you're older? Do you want to be struggling when you're young and then be successful when you're older? You say some shit like that, but
yeah.
I really get that quote in my head all the time because it's like I'm that person in my friend group that's tunnel vision, and I don't have a lot of people that's on the same type time as me, and I'm only 20 years old. So
you're not gonna find them, bro. Guys your age are gonna be more prioritized with chasing women and getting alcohol and smoking weed and having fun. And what they don't realize is, you know, the more fun you have in your 20s, the more you're going to suffer more than likely in your 30s and 40s.
And that is why when opportunity comes for everyone in your group, you're going to be ready for it. Only you.
There's really no way around it, bro. Like, that's one thing, like, I've noticed with, like, all the self-made successful guys that I know. Like, unless you're a trust fund baby or, like, you get lucky and you end up becoming some, like, you know, streamer, some shit like that. And even then, no one's going to respect you anyway. Like, Aiden made a post a couple days ago, actually, while we were in Europe saying, like, his fans, like, constantly berate him and talk shit about him or whatever. And, you know, this isn't a knock on him, but, like, that's what happens when you become rich young. Like, you haven't acquired the necessary skill set to demand respect from your audience because men are typically are meritocracy-based. And it's very difficult for a man to respect someone, right, that's making more money than them, that isn't more competent than them. If anything, it leads to resentment. At least if, like, you know, they're going to be resentful of you no matter what. But at least if you're, like, a competent individual, they can see how you made that money and they can respect it. They might not like you, but they can respect it. But when you don't have a certain skill set and you make a bunch of money, people look at you like, what the fuck is this shit? So I look at it like most people are not going to be rich young. And to be honest with you, it's a curse to be rich young. So take your 20s, suffer, and do the work. And it's going to build the necessary characteristics that are going to make you a better man anyway on top of making the money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because if you make the money getting the character building skills, you're not going to be an interesting person anyway. It's like, I hate to use this Pokemon fucking analogy, but I always use it. If you use rare candies to level up, right, your Pokemon is never going to be as strong as if you had been training it, fighting the Elite Four and Pokemon in the wild and training against other trainers.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you get a Mewtwo, you take two Mewtwos, right? One fights all the time. The other one just uses rare candies to level up. The one that fights all the time is going to have higher attack, higher defense, higher special, etc. versus the one that uses the rare candies. Yeah. Same exact situation. When you level up, if you don't go through it to level up, you're not going to have that that skill set and that same level of how do I say this? You're not going to have that same confidence. You're not going to have that same frame,
experience,
right? When you're not self-made. So take your bro. There's no way around it. If you want to be that fucking dude, your 20s more than likely are going to have to be sacrificed to a significant degree. Very few guys I know sacrifice their 20s to get to where they're at that are self-made. And I'd argue you don't want to be in your 20s anyway.
Yeah, And then it ain't even that I want to be rich, because I don't want to be the richest guy in the world. Like, I just want to live a comfortable life to where I could take a vacation whenever the fuck I want. And my kids is somewhat comfortable too. But I always want my kids to always have that hunger that I had, because I've been through a struggle when I was a kid. So I kind of want my kids to know what it's like to work hard.
They have to.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want my kids to be born with a silver spoon, because I wasn't either. But I just want them to know, like, if they was to fall down on their feet, they could always ask me for something. But I just want to be comfortable. I don't want to be the richest guy, but I just want to be comfortable. And for the people that's in this call that's in the same age gap as me, I want to get in contact with y'all. My Instagram is Buddha856 underscore. If anybody in this chat is 20 or older or younger, 18, whatever, is on the same type time as me, I want to get in contact, if that will be
okay. Cool. Check them out, guys.
And also, we have Discord, CEO Network, different things you can join as well. So tap into those, bro. All
right, man. Yo, thanks for calling in, bro.
Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Keep doing your thing.
Bye, bro.
All right, man. Later. Who's up next?
Who's next?
We have, okay, cool. Possible hater.
Okay.
3310, you are up.
All right, what's up, hater?
3310, you are up.
Yo,
let's go.
Yo. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
What's good, man? Sorry, I was just eating a quick snack, just a long day at work. So check it out, man. So first off, I like you guys a lot in some ways. But I've had some stuff that over time, as I've evolved and as I've, like, I've learned a lot from you guys initially. I had a rotation. I built a business. I came up. I'm doing well now for myself. But there's just some things I think that you guys are pushing out that's damaging. I mean, I'm looking at you guys as a high status people. You know, you've had people like Patrick Bet David, great, honorable guy. You've had Ty Lopez, one of my first mentors. You've had Andrew Tate and many other beautiful people on the podcast.
What's your critique?
Bro, like, you have people like John Zerka or whatever his name is. I can't even remember because he's so irrelevant, pushing absolute degeneracy on there, bringing down the entirety of the platform. And that's just one point that I have to make. You know, it's like, I think you guys could do better. Also, like, pushing the party culture. And, like, in some ways saying that you advocate for red pill while on the other end also talking about, you know, sleeping around with multiple women and, like, being out partying at the clubs. Like, I just don't think it all aligns, and I think you guys could do something bigger.
Okay.
So, okay, so you said two things, different things there. So, one, you don't like certain guests like Zerka. And then the other one is you're saying we promote the partying, you said?
Party lifestyle and also perpetuating a negative and toxic mindset towards women, like saying women are worthless except for
sex. Neither
of
us drink. Fresh goes to the club to meet people. I don't even go to the club, bro.
When,
like,
do we promote clubbing?
We don't promote that at all. I stay inside most of the time, bro.
That's what's up. I could have been wrong about that. I'm wrong about a lot of shit. But I just got the vibe. And
hold
that's
on.
All.
If anything, what I promote, lifestyle, we can have people around you that you care about that are successful. And you do fun things together. But the problem with the club specifically, we don't do that, bro. Like, if I'm in a club, bro, no alcohol, I'm there working to get people on the show or girls for the show, shit like that.
Yeah.
But y'all niggas go to the club and drink alcohol and get drunk.
Yeah.
That's dumb to
me and Fresh were sober the whole time in Vegas, bro.
The whole time, bro.
We didn't drink at
no
all, bro.
Alcohol.
We were out there. We were networking with people and shit like that because every celeb and their fucking mom was there.
All those fighters are coming on the podcast.
All those fighters. Yeah, because we went. All those fighters are coming on. So, like, you know, we locked in a bunch of them to come on from being out with them. So. Because everyone was there in Vegas, but, like, nah, bro, we don't promote the party lifestyle at all. We don't fucking drink. So I don't know where you got that from. And then the other thing you were saying as far as, like, so what was your other critique? You don't like John Zerk? Okay. I mean, bro, here's the thing. We're going to bring guests on that y'all aren't always going to like. Like, that's just
it's
a part
fine.
Of doing a podcast and, you know, bringing in a diverse panel of people. When we first started this thing, I wanted to bring on a diverse panel of people. And that's, you know, that's one of the beauties with us is that we could bring people on like Patrick and David, but then we could go all the way to the other side and bring someone like Nick Fuentes on, right? So it's like we take those risks, right? And other platforms never will. So it's just, you know, I think it's very important to have a diverse panel of guests, and y'all might not like everyone that we bring on, and that's fine. But other people do. That's just kind of the nature of it, man. Just skip that episode, I guess.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I mean, it's free speech at the end of the day, and it's good to hear that. I just, like, you know, the biggest thing that's kind of drawn me away is the disrespecting of, like, women in general. You know, like, I mean, what's that?
I said, how so?
Oh, you say that women are basically useless if they're not made for sex. I mean, a lot of your points are valid, but I just feel like, in general, you give a demeanor that women are stupid, that they're pointless for business, you know, that kind of stuff. And I just, like, I haven't had that experience. Like, I'm 26 years old. Last year, I broke 700K in my lead generation agency that I started from scratch. And, like, I got a girl that cooks and cleans for me. She's always at the crib. And, yeah, I can't go out and cheat on her. Of course, I have my manly desires. But my thing is, like, dude, like, I feel like that as a man, you have to master your desires. And so we all want to go out and fuck a bunch of women.
Question for you, bro. Question for you.
Man.
Yeah.
You said, how long have you been with your girl?
About a year and a half.
Would you say that she's, you know, she has certain qualities that you admired and you're like, yo, I'm going to take this one?
Oh, yeah, of course. I've chose her out of the rotation.
Okay. So would it be fair to say you being able to have a rotation and seeing other women was critical to your ability to distinguish this female from the others?
1,000%. I can't deny that one bit.
All right. So take the L, bro. Like
yeah, bro. Dude,
literally, you proved why we tell guys to do what the fuck we tell them to do when it comes to dating multiple women and figure out the ones that are worth it. Congratulations.
So you have a choice for
yourself,
bro.
You played yourself.
I feel like you feel like one of the girls on the show, bro.
Merch.
Like, bro, you were able to find your girl from doing the strategy that we taught you.
Ta-da.
I mean, yeah, but what about women being worthless in, like, a job scenario?
Yeah, but what, dude? Like, what more do you want from us, bro? Do you want a handout, too? Like, bro, what do you want? Like,
it's all right,
you're getting the sauce, bro. Yo, dude, you're getting the sauce. You got the results from the sauce. Like, bro, what do you want from us, too?
That's what I said. That's what I'm happy with you guys. I agree with a lot. But I feel like you guys want to say that you push, like, a red pill valued lifestyle, but you also tell men that they should go out and have multiple chicks, which is just confusing to a lot of guys that aren't,
bro,
like me, that can't, you know.
Life shows that you did that, and it worked for you, right? You had multiple girls in a rotation. You picked the best one for yourself. And now she's your girl,
it's
right?
Like, yo, my mic is still
like, on. Dude, you're living example of what we talk about on the show. You're an example of literally getting money, success, working on yourself, having a rotation, and picking the best goal possible for you and your lifestyle. And it worked for you, right?
Yep.
Everything is choice
right now,
bro.
But my girl isn't just there to look pretty and put out whenever I want. Like, she's actually intuitive as fuck, bro. Like, she hears I'm on business deals, and she's like, oh, fuck, no, we're not working with that guy, because she just feels some shit. And I haven't listened, and she's been right. Like, you know,
okay,
she's definitely not –
caller, I know you're in your feels right now. I'm telling you, bro. You're thinking we're just saying, oh, mess with a doll that's going to sit there and you smash. No. Obviously, she can help you with your business and your lifestyle. So we say add value to your life is very important I want to say her skill set. We're just saying, listen, bro, you made a choice of your rotation. Good job. You chose right for yourself. Granted, you're arguing, oh, multiple girls is bad. No, it's not, because if you don't know from experience who to choose, how can you pick the best girl for you? My thing is, like, you did exactly what we said and you won. What are you arguing about now?
I mean, do you think that I should have multiple girls, or is it down to preference for each individual dude?
Bro, you made a choice. Congrats. The point of the show, bro, is that you become a man, and you can say no or yes on your choice.
Yeah.
We're just saying, listen, you worked on getting the money up, the status up, success for yourself. You have multiple girls. You say, you know what? I'm choosing to deal with one girl. That's cool. That's your choice. You don't have to do either or, but it's your choice ultimately.
Yo, like, this is the equivalent to, like, we teach you how to fight, and then you beat somebody's ass, then you come back mad at us that, yo, you guys are too dangerous. That's got to be too dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you don't make sense, man. Like, it makes zero sense.
Bro.
Like, we gave you the skill set. You used the skill set positively. Now you want to come back and say, yo, this skill set is dangerous.
You know what it is, bro? Caller, you got soft, bro. That
yeah,
girl that you're with
soft, yeah.
made you soft again, bro. Because before you were a tiger. Now I don't know what you are,
bro.
Bro, I'm just saying.
Bet that, dog. Like, I don't – I'm stronger now because I master my urges, dude. Like, I overcame drug addiction. I overcame pornography. I got a girl now, and I overcome lust every day. And that's my biggest point, man, is if you guys are going to advocate for nuclear family and be claiming red pill, then you should probably also tell guys, like, lusting after other women, just because you can go out and fuck a bunch of women doesn't mean you should. You know, Kevin Samuels, rest in peace to the legend, fornication was one of the factors that may have been involved in killing him. So I'm just saying, like, I think that's important too. I see you guys transforming lives. You transform mine. And it's just like, let's be careful with these young kids, you know? But, yeah, you guys fucked me up. You guys murdered me. You're right. I don't have shit to say.
You said Evan? You said he died because of fornication?
Yeah, right?
No. Tell me the story, because you obviously know everything. He died because of fornication?
Yeah, bro. I don't know exactly. I looked like headline reading.
Yo, the man is dead, bro. Rest in peace to him. That's messed up, bro. Anyhow, you're a caller. Just to be respectful to you, bro. Good job on getting your girl happy for you. You made a choice. That's what the show is about. You come to man to make a choice. So I don't know what you're arguing here, but it makes no sense to us, at least at this point.
Hey, I mean, you guys love having people throw haters. You're looking for haters more than anything. So I got a concern. I'm going to throw it. But, yeah, I mean, you guys are legit. Like I said, I agree with
the concern aligns with what we talk about on the show. It actually matches what we say to come better for yourself, to choose a girl that you want. So, actually, you're winning.
Bro, so sorry, guys. My mic was acting crazy. But, yeah. Yo, this is the equivalent to, like, we teach you how to fucking fight, and then, you know, you go and beat somebody's ass, then you come back and complain to us and say, yo, I beat his ass really bad, bro. It's your fault, man. Like, this is dangerous stuff. It's like we're giving you the skill set so that you can do what you want to do with that skill set, so you're in a position to choose. Now you're with a girl, and you choose to be monogamous, which is the whole bottom line of our show, is we want guys to be in a position where they choose what they do with their girl. They're not forced to do what they do with their girl, because most guys are forced to be monogamous versus being monogamous out of their own choice, like you're doing right now. So you can't use what we teach you, get a girlfriend, then come back and say, yo, y'all are pushing degeneracy, blah, blah, blah. I've told you before, bro. We're going to give you guys a skill set, then you choose what you want to do with it. Every man is different, bro. Just because you found a girl and you want to be monogamous doesn't mean that every other guy wants to do it.
100%.
So, you're trying to virtue signal right now, and you kind of look crazy. Because it's like that same skill set that you acquired got you the girl that you have right now that you're pedestalizing on this podcast. So it doesn't make sense, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, you guys, you have a valid point, and you rose to my ass. But, yeah, it's been on my mind, you know, and you're right. You cleared some shit up. And I got nothing, bro. You guys helped me change my life. Like, I can't be mad. But I'm going to say that I felt like it was going down a certain lane for a while, and I can't listen to after-hour shows anymore. But I be on the Money Mondays, you know. Like, I love what you guys be doing.
I don't know. But look, man, there's going to be stuff. We're going to do content that you might not necessarily like. We've accepted the fact that since we're such a diversified podcast, we talk about so many different things. Y'all are not going to like everything that we talk about. Some of y'all only watch After Hours. Some of y'all only watch Money Mondays. Some of y'all only watch the call-in shows.
Overwatch.
Some of y'all only watch the Overwatch stuff because you guys are gamers. So, like, that's why we're so big on trying to be as diversified as possible so that y'all can enjoy all the content we make. You'll find something that you're going to like to watch, right? So that's why we try to be diversified, and I think that's one of our strongest suits, because I can't think of any other YouTubers that are diversified as us, where you're running a top-tier podcast, you're gaming, you're giving advice, you're teaching guys how to make money, bringing on diversified panel of guests. We're not pussy about the guests that we bring on. We brought guests on that are literally canceled all over the place. You know,
caller.
So that's what it is, bro.
I have one word for you, bro, and you actually made the right thing earlier, choice. So you can watch this show or not watch this show, up to you, but... Good choice on your girl, man.
We basically made you dangerous, and now you're complaining to us about making you dangerous.
It's like, bro, I mean, hey.
Okay.
Well, hey, I appreciate you guys for what you did. What about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? You say that doesn't work in the streets only, or you don't think that would work against you in general if you were grappling?
No. What I said was, and pretty much every fighter agrees with me on this. What I said is, for street fights, it's probably best to do boxing, because the last thing you want to do is go to the ground in a street fight. Because you don't know who else he's with, and you're in a vulnerable position. You know what I'm saying? You want to be on your feet so that you can run if you need to.
Bet that. Yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah, man, if we ever chop it up, dude, I'll roll with you to take your fucking arm off or some shit just for fun.
What the fuck?
Yo, you weird, bro. I ain't gonna lie, man.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. In my head, I'm like this. I could describe this caller right now, but like, I won't tell the camera. But it's like, what the fuck, bro? Like, hey, man, that's caller, man. That's caller, bro.
What the fuck, man?
Can't take too much time.
All right, yeah. Who's the next caller?
All right, bro.
I don't fucking do BJJ.
We wish you the best, though, bro. What the fuck, bro? They want to fight us now, bro.
Yeah. He's tight. He's tight, man.
It's my concern. All right, bro. We got you, man.
All right, who's up next?
Nigga got
Sorry, guys,
bro.
We're fixing our mic.
Yeah. $100.
Okay.
7131.
All right. All right.
7131.
All right. Go ahead, bro.
What's that caller?
Hey, Myron. How are
Yo,
you,
what up,
brother?
I'm good,
hey,
man.
What's
how, are
up,
you?
Zone? How are you doing, brother? Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
I was trying to call you for a long time, but like on the past week, but unfortunately, I I couldn't catch you. I'm sorry. I feel a little bit nervous. I don't know why. And yeah, how are you, French?
Doing good, bro. What's your question?
Yeah, guys.
Habibi.
I just want to say, I just want to say, guys, you are doing great for the community, and thank you so much. Also, like, you guys helped me a lot with a lot of this. I was having really bad relationship with one girl, and I learned from you a lot, guys. Like, I do great on business, and, like, I have my own company. I do trucking business, and I'm doing good. I have 10 trucks. I base in Dallas, and I was making, like, I'm making good amount of money.
Yeah.
And I was, like, with the lady. She has, like, 2 kids. So I hear you guys about single mother and all of, you know, all the bullshit I was going through. I thought that's normal.
Yeah, it's not.
I learned from you a lot. Yes.
That's awesome, bro. So, you made a good change.
Yes, but,
and
yeah,
I'm happy to make money now. Huh?
Yes, brother. So I did, like, leave the relationship. Like, I left the lady. Now I'm doing even better. You know, without her, I just opened my mechanic shop. Also, like, for trucking business.
Hmm.
And I'm doing so good. And I just want to thank you so much, guys, for doing amazing job for, like, for the community. I'm originally from Iraq, so I just wanted to your viewer there, the guys, I hear them, they are very young. I have a just like suggestion for anyone, because when I came here, I was 23 years old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't speak a word English, so...
Bro, I know. I can relate.
Yeah, yes, bro. It's very hard both for me in the beginning. So, and now, like I told you, I have my own company. I have 10 trucks. I have my mechanic shop. I make good amount of money. Everything is good with the help of God, definitely. And for the guys, what I'm trying to say, like, if someone... Like, you are not doing good on school, or you don't like school that much. Trucking business, it's really a good business if a person is single and he's serious, you know? He can make really a good amount of money on that.
Well, caller, you're living the American dream, bro. Shout out to you, man. Appreciate the support.
Yes, bro.
We'll see you another time, okay? Thank you, brother.
Yes,
appreciate
bro. Thank you. Thank you, Myron.
All right.
All right. Next caller.
That's good stuff, man. Immigrant coming here, making his way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll speak
we got anyway. A hater here, 9195.
Let's go.
All right, hater. Go ahead, man.
Hey, I'm not like a big-time hater. I'm more of a critic, but I heard you talking about that you want to have a debate with a TradCon. I guess it'd be a TradCon. I'm Catholic. And, like, from what I've seen, my criticism would be that, and I understand this, that a lot of young men, I have 4 sons myself, I'm a little bit older than you guys, but life can seem crazy, the dating game can seem crazy, housing prices can seem crazy, the job market can seem crazy, but I'm not so sure that setting up guys to hit like this milestone, a lot of the advice is good, and then you're going to score a chick and you're going to be happy. Like, I don't think any of that actually makes you happy. And you probably agree with me on that. But, you know, I that way. I kind of, you know, started my own business, was successful. It all got flushed down the toilet. And it was actually terrific for me because then I learned, you know, what really matters is trusting God. And he doesn't really want you to do all this stuff. He doesn't give a shit. whether you do any of this stuff. It's good, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that young guys should get so wound up.
So what is your criticism specifically?
Well, it's like you're telling guys, like, what you got to do is get real disciplined, get real organized, make some money, maybe open your own business, get prestige, have people respect you for your money, and then you'll get a girl who's a high-value woman. Like, none of those things actually make you happy. Unless you're doing them because you love doing them.
Okay. Well, you do understand that everyone is different, and certain things make certain people happy, right? It might have not been the path to happiness for you, but it might be for somebody else.
We're all human beings. Everyone's the same. I mean, you might like different flavor ice cream, but like, money doesn't make people happy. It's a good. I've had money. I've not had money, but it's not really the most important. Everybody knows that, right? I mean, that's the most common. Like, having tons of money doesn't make you happy.
Well, money doesn't buy happiness, but it's a damn good down payment. So. I mean, if you want to do certain things, you need to have money to make it happen. So that will lead to happiness. It may not be having the money, but money might create opportunities or certain situations for you where you are able to be happy. So it's like, see, and it's always funny because you got to make the money first to even be able to say something like that. But the problem is that you're in a privileged position where you forgot that when you don't have money, it's all you think about and all you care about, and it makes your life miserable.
No, I don't have money. I have no income.
You said you've made it before.
I have made it.
You did well. Yeah. So since you made money before and you did well and you were successful, you were in a privileged position where you no longer had to worry about it and you were able to focus on other things like personal satisfaction. But what I'm telling you is you're not going to reach that level until money isn't a thing. You have to get – you got to handle money first so that you can focus on other things. But if you don't have money, ask anyone that's broke. That's the number one thing they talk about. That's the number one thing they care about. And it literally consumes them.
Money is freedom.
And they're wrong. And they're wrong about that. There are a lot of poor people who are plenty happy. Because they love God. I'm not saying money is a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. Money is a good thing. It buys you good things. You have opportunities. But I'm saying, really, it's God's love that makes you happy. And if he sees fit to make you rich, he sees fit to make you rich. If you're born in
cool.
Gaza,
look, here's the thing, dude. Look, man. Because I know you're
and
probably
a lot of
one
guys just don't have the talent.
Not everybody is religious. Most Americans are identify secular, bro. So... this isn't a religion podcast. We tell guys, get your shit together so that you're in a position where you can choose what you want to do. If you want to be religious, fantastic. Go for it. But,
I'm not making a religious argument.
No, guys, like, ultimately. Yo, just follow God and it's all going to be saved. Like, that's not practical advice for a majority of people, especially since you're not a religious podcast.
Let me just shift it to a secular. A lot of guys that you're advising to do this, like, they're not talented enough to do it. They're not smart enough to do it. A lot of people who own their businesses aren't capable of running their businesses. And to set them up to say, like, follow this program, they may end up, destitute because they put it, you know, I used to be an entrepreneur. A lot of entrepreneurs fail. 95% of businesses
fail.
Yeah,
but are you aware of the fact that hold on. Let me stop you right there. Are you aware of the fact that we've brought on blue-collar professionals to help guys with getting a trade as well? And, you know, I did a whole episode on getting into law enforcement, we brought Thor on to talk about welding, et cetera. Right now we're in the process of finding someone for trucking, like, how to be an electrician, et cetera. Like, we're teaching guys how to get a multitude of different skills so that they can earn an income regardless of what they do, whether it's being an entrepreneur or working for someone. I've said it since the beginning of the show that there's nothing wrong with having a job. We're not one of these YouTubers that are out here, like, you know, telling people, you know, oh, yo, get this laptop lifestyle, entrepreneur porn, like, fuck no. We totally understand that blue collar work is a respectable profession. So
it definitely is.
So I don't know where you're getting that from.
I hear you. I'm just saying that there's no, like, a lot of times people can, like, open a business, they're just not capable of running the business or whatever. Every man should want to have a job and contribute to society. I'm just saying, shit happens. Some people don't have it. Sometimes it's something, you know, that happens to them. They get injured or whatever. Sometimes they're born in the wrong place. Sometimes they don't have family that supports them. But I'm saying, like, I just think it should be – the advice should be there. But also, like, it doesn't fucking – none of it fucking matters, really. If, you know, your life is – it can be great to be poor. It can be great to have what you think is a shitty life. In the
caller,
beauty and love
I'm going to stop right here, bro.
In everything.
Caller.
And I think you agree with that.
Caller, one sec. I'm going to stop right here. This is the end of the argument. You know why? What does God want from you? Do you know?
Excuse me?
What does God want from you? Happiness?
What is going wrong?
What does God want from you? Happiness? Yes or no?
He just wants me to follow whatever path he puts before me.
What?
And I don't. It's not for me to take it into my own hands and say, like, I got to follow.
Why?
I learned from these guys or these guys.
What God wants. We don't even know what God wants then for us.
He wants my love.
God wants. Huh?
He wants my love and my obedience.
Okay. Great. But happiness is not factoring that.
If I say, well, I need
money. No, but you're arguing happiness is paramount to what you want from God. But that's not true at all. It's not about happiness. So what's your argument?
I want to be happy. Absolutely.
Nigga, that's you. Nigga, who cares? But that's you. Like, that's not important.
What's your point?
Okay. No, nigga, what's your point? You have no point at all. Happiness is what I want from you. No, it's not true.
My point is, I'm saying, I'm glad you guys are successful. Not everybody can be successful like you, and I know you're not saying
but
that.
You should try, bro. You should try at least for themselves and their family.
But yeah, absolutely. But not everybody's got it. And, you know, sometimes people can get too wound up that they got to reach these goals and they got to do all this shit. And I'm just saying it's good for men to have a place where they can go, you know what, I fucked up. I you know, whatever. Like, it doesn't always work out. It seems like you guys are kind of saying, like, if you follow this formula, you will be successful.
Part of the problem.
And you have your own feet in your hands. Like, you can make a good life for yourself. And that's
so your argument, your premise here is that we shouldn't tell guys to go out there and chase money and success. Chase God. That's what you're – to me, that's what it seems like the foundation of your argument.
Chase love, chase joy, and you know, those things will come to you. I think if you spend your whole life trying to get, like, the perfect piece of pussy, then you're, like, basically a simp. You want to make money so you can get, like, the perfect woman and all this crap. Just do what can make sense of it. And if God says, or whatever, fate sends you a woman, you know, so be it. If not, don't worry about it. Don't angle your whole life towards getting, like, a woman that you say you need. You know what I'm saying?
Tell guys to chase after women, bro. We tell them to chase success. We tell them to chase success, bro.
He's talking to Talk right now.
We just tell them to chase success, and women are a byproduct of that. We've said that many times.
Yeah, I understand. And like, those other things are good things to chase. Having a family, having a life that makes sense and all that. But in the end, like, none of it
that requires money.
Very much.
But that requires money to have a family. Like,
well, I mean, in America, whatever, you know, there's programs and stuff like that. No one's going to, you know.
It's obvious, bro. You don't watch this podcast, bro. It's obvious that you don't watch this podcast. But it's fine.
I watch it.
No, you don't.
I don't think we're like, totally at odds. I'm just saying it's important to not, like, wind yourself too much up. This is my basic criticism. If you tell men, and maybe you don't, that if you do X, Y, and Z, you can create a successful life for yourself. That is not true. That is not how life works. Maybe you agree with me about that.
What do we tell men to do then?
What's that?
What do we tell men to do?
You tell men to be disciplined, to get their lives together, to try to earn money, to make investments, so that they can be high value men, to get respect in their society.
For what?
So that they
for
can
what?
Get a woman who's attracted to them.
No,
that's what you're talking
about. Wrong. See, again, your argument is wrong. It is for choice. Do whatever the fuck you want to do, bro. It's
yeah,
simple.
It's not for women, bro.
Like,
it's so that you can do what you want to do. Like, you totally bastardize what we say. Completely, 100%.
Okay. Okay, all right.
So your entire argument
is
awesome.
Your argument is, you're telling
guys, hold on. Let me summarize this and show how ridiculous you sound. You're saying, we tell guys to chase success, make money, and then a beautiful woman is going to be at the end of it. No, motherfucker. We tell guys to chase money and success so that they have a life that they're getting where a woman will be a part of it if they so choose. You understand? So we tell them to be successful so that they can be free, and then they can do what they want, whether it's getting one girl, five girls, 10 girls, or saying, you know what? I have enough money now where I'm going to devote my life to Christ, and I'm going to travel the country and speak about Christ because I have the financial freedom to do so. They are able to do it. That's what we want them to do, is be financially free and be in a position where they can do what they want to do. You're bastardizing what we say, and you're trying to say that we tell guys to become successful, and there's going to be a hot girl at the end. That is not what we tell guys to do.
Not at all.
It's quite literally the opposite.
Okay. You're being very defensive. I mean, I don't think we really are, like, total, like, total
no, because you're trying, because you're absolutely baptizing what we preach on this podcast. And see, because the thing
is, this is a relationship show.
You're putting words in our mouth, bro.
You're literally taking a, you're not, you improperly assessed the podcast and made your entire argument based on what you think we talk about, which is not, that's not what it is.
But what my summary up until the last part, let's just leave out the women part. Isn't that true? And I don't think that's necessarily bad advice. I just think it doesn't necessarily work. It doesn't necessarily work for everybody. You're going to have someone who's talented and skilled, and you guys are obviously, you had gifts that you're given from God, and you had some success and luck and all the rest. And not everybody
every
has
guy can make $100,000
okay.
per year, bro. In 2024, every single guy that's watching the show can make $100,000 per year. We only have in the whole American population, there's not that many people that watch our podcast. Like every guy, if you listen to the stuff we talk about, you can crack $100,000 a year.
No, it's not true.
If you want. If you want to.
Well,
yeah, you
got
to use work, of course.
Able to be disciplined. Right. But like a lot of you guys are black. A lot of young black men come from fatherless homes, and they have serious problems
God,
that arise from like the lack of a father.
Nick,
they're not able to
mindset,
be disciplined,
bro.
Right?
Fix the mindset, bro.
No, you're all right.
We're going to go to the next guy, bro. Because
we're playing soccer. You're moving the goalposts.
Yeah, you're moving
He's
the goalposts. You're
some nonsense. What the fuck is going on here
trying to say that we tell guys to do X, Y, Z when that's not what we do at all.
Goal.
Yeah, it doesn't make
no problem. No problem. Hey, thanks guys for talking, and maybe we can talk again sometime.
All right, brother.
Yo, watch the podcast and come with proper arguments next time, bro.
Please do.
Holy shit, man.
No, I think I made proper arguments. You guys are.
You didn't make any proper arguments. You literally misquoted what we teach guys on this podcast. It's literally the opposite. You're trying to say that we teach guys to be successful to get a girl. No, we teach guys to be successful for themselves, then the girl comes along with that. That's a totally different premise than what you stated.
Yeah, it's working.
All right. Mike is back on.
Okay, we're back. We're back.
All right.
All right, Colin.
All right, let's get the next guy on.
Listen, man, it's funny. They watch a short or clip or TikTok saying, oh, yeah, I know where your podcast. I know everything they're going to say, but in reality speaking, you don't know anything.
Sorry, guys. You got a little bit more airtime because we were
dealing with
my mic
stuff.
But, yeah, dude, that's crazy. Dude, that's the second guy now like that mischaracterized what we teach on here.
Yeah.
The first guy was the same thing. Like, all right, let's get another hater on.
And then a girl show coming up.
Yep.
W. Chris in the chat.
Privilege is invisible to those that have it, man. Like, if you've made money before, it's easy to sit back and say, oh, yeah, like, money isn't that important. Bro.
When you're broke,
that's all you can
think
about.
All you think about is how to get money to pay your bills,
yeah.
pay your debt, and get some stuff for yourself.
And that makes you miserable.
Yep.
Like, and that will make you miserable. Like, people say, you could be poor and happy. Not really.
And he's arguing God wants happiness. That's not true, bro. God wants you to serve him.
So,
whether you're happy or not.
Who's up next?
Like,
bro, people misquoting our shit like crazy.
Some of these haters.
These track calls, bro, they know God. They don't know what they're saying, bro.
I had some in the rotation, but they left.
Yeah.
All right.
The ones that were waiting had left.
Haters, drop the last four digits of your numbers.
Let's go.
But until then,
pay callers.
Yes.
All right, let's get them in real quick.
9252, you are up.
Yo.
9252.
Go ahead, bro.
Hey guys.
Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
we got you, bro.
All right, perfect. Hey, guys. Well, I just called in. I'm not a hater. I really love the show. I'm calling from Morocco, by the way. Hope you are hearing me well.
Yeah.
So it's pretty late here. Yeah, and so I'm following you since 2021. And it was really a random show that just showed up in YouTube, and I started, you know, watching you, like, with 10 girls on the table, and, you know, one show you were with Andrew Tate. I didn't know who is this guy, and since then, you know, started following you, and really amazing things happened in my life, so improved at all the aspects. So I'm working currently as a project manager in a multi-tech company, and I was chasing, like, you know, promotions in my career, and over the last three years, like, very good things happened in my life, and I really dedicate this to your show and a couple of, you know, not, I don't want to say red pill content, but basically all the content, like pushing guys to improve on the financial, like fitness, relationships, everything. And your show, like, really helped me to focus on the two items, like, in terms of the financials, physics, and also, like, my relationships. And I wanted to share with you, like, my current status, and because we are almost in the same range of age, like, I'm 32 years old this year, and I wanted to have your advice as well on my career. So I'm working in Morocco, as I said, and I'm working for a US company. I want to say the name in the show. But, like, I want to take it from where I'm right now to a level in terms of the highest revenue, et cetera. So from your perspective, should I just focus on my career, continuing to improving? And my field is project management in IT industry. Or should I work more on side hustles and building projects? And other businesses.
Is your goal to be an entrepreneur?
Yes. So I can say then, about this, I build a couple of SMMAs. So
start your side business, right? Start your side business and scale it up in using the money from your earned income from your job. And then once you get to a position where you're making as much, if not at least two times as much money from your side hustle, then you can, you know, successfully transition over and do your business full time. But I'll start with making it a side hustle first because, you know, you have that safety net of your main job. And if it fails, which most businesses do, you'll be fine. But start that side hustle if you're, you know, if your goal is to become an entrepreneur, start it while still maintaining your job. Don't quit your job.
No, that's absolutely not the case. Yep.
Okay.
And I have like a savings fund already, like a 25K. So that's something I built over the last year. And do you think like I need to take from this, like saving fund to build my business, or should I start at, you know, from ground zero?
Yeah, go from ground zero because that $25,000, you want to keep that as like an emergency fund in case you need it.
Sounds good. And also like from real estate, I know you are pushing the real estate as an investment when working on a career.
You live in Morocco?
Hold on.
You live in Morocco? You said you live in Morocco?
Yeah.
I don't know how the real estate market in Morocco is, so I wouldn't invest in a market that I don't know. And then as far as like you being a foreign investor, I think you got to go get some documents to invest in the United States.
No, I'm thinking about investing locally. So it's not, I'm not looking to invest internationally.
I don't know the Moroccan real estate market, bro. I mean, Morocco isn't as much of a developed country, so you might not get the same benefits for investing there. But that is something you're going to have to research on the side because that's a very nuanced topic.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm comparing about, you know, I'm watching your shows about real estate and I'm seeing that's not the case how it works here.
You probably can't get a home loan on interest because I'm assuming Morocco probably doesn't practice usury because it's forbidden in Islam. So you might have to like buy a house in cash, bro. So that's something that you really need to weigh out and see if it's worth it.
Well, in fact, it's different. We do have like loan with interest. So it's the case here in Morocco. Even if it's, you know, forbidden in terms of the Islamic religion. But, yeah, absolutely. That's not something that I want to leverage. Yeah, I'm looking to get that paid cash if I want to get into the real estate business.
Yeah, so then you need to start your business and make money first, bro. So let's focus on making more money first before – you got to learn to crawl before you sprint. If you're trying to buy a house cash, you're going to need a lot more money than 25K.
No, that's the case. Absolutely, looking at the 100K. From your perspective, also, like, I'm watching your show, and I'm really...
We got a lot of callers, man.
We got to move on.
Can I get one question? Quick one.
Bro,
you asked
the question. Right, yeah.
No offense to you, but we got to move on.
All right. Next up, this person claims to be a hater.
All right.
Yo.
0942, you are up. 0942, you are up.
What's up, man?
Yo, y'all hear me?
Yo,
we got you.
Hey, man, so I'm actually a supporter, bro. I agree that y'all are the biggest man podcast, the greatest, bring the most value. But I got a question. Y'all don't hate the content, so I got you. I got a question, man. In your opinion, based on these objective facts, why is it that when you add your subscribers from Rumble and YouTube, it still is doubled by the subscribers of the whatever podcast? If you could just give me an objective opinion on why that is, like, I want to know.
Why is it doubled?
I don't understand your question.
My question is, why is it that the Whatever Podcast is subscribers is two times Fresh and Fit subscribers, even when you take the subscribers from Rumble and YouTube and add them up?
Are you aware of the fact that that channel came out like 2005, yes, and it was a prank channel
prank
before
channel.
That, and it had like almost 4 million subscribers based on pranks alone?
Yeah, it was pranks
before
first.
They transitioned to the podcast stuff. Are you aware of that?
Oh, okay. No, oh. Not. Hey, a lot of people are just now made. Hey, this is news for a lot of people, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe
for those
he didn't
that don't know.
Yeah, maybe he didn't know.
The channel's been around for a very long time, and it was a prank channel before, and it got up to damn near 4 million subscribers off the pranks.
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years, Mo like, said.
Oh,
10 plus.
So what ended up happening was they transitioned to the, you know, podcast stuff fairly recently.
Copying us, by the way.
And then they gained more subscribers doing that, but they had already had almost 4 million before they transitioned over to the podcast stuff. It was a prank channel first. And they've been around for about since 2005, I think.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, in that case, goddamn, the trajectory
yo,
with you guys are fucking crazy.
You call in today, bro. Yo, all y'all niggas calling in is making a bunch of assumptions, bro. This shit crazy.
It's all good, though. It's all good. But at least caller, no, you know, right?
Bro, I'm sure more than half of the audience probably didn't know that because we don't watch them. We watch you. I'm just wondering. Like, we definitely are. I agree that you guys bring the most value for sure. So, I mean, damn, now we know. Hey, we appreciate you for letting it out.
Yeah, no worries, bro.
No problem, man.
All right.
Thank you for calling, bro.
I thought more people would know that shit. But
he's kind of right.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe they didn't know.
All right. Fair enough.
To you, man.
Valid question. All right. Who's up next?
It's a good hater.
We have 4950. 4950, you're up. 4950.
Yo, hello?
Yo,
we got you.
Yo, really, I just wanted to say thank you to y'all. Y'all got me out of a really dark place. I'm going to keep it quick because I know we're on a time constraint. Basically, for Myron, this will be like sometime in the future, maybe a few years. Would you ever do consults about like real estate? Like if I wanted to talk to you about real estate, you know, show you deals and stuff like that, would you do consults?
You could do that now, but I charge a high rate for consultations.
No, of course, as you should, brother, as you should. And then that and Shout out to you, Fresh, bro. I think you get too much shit, brother. You're funny as fuck. You're funny, and I think you add a lot of fucking value to the show, brother. A lot of the networking skills that I gained was from watching you. So thank you. Thank you for that, too. I appreciate you.
Oh, thanks, bro. Appreciate it, bro.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in, bro. All right.
Yeah. That's it for me, man.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate that. Who's up next? Let's get a hater on the line.
This one also claims he's a hater.
All right. Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
How misinformed they are now.
5418, you are up.
What
are you doing?
Kool-Aid Man. Oh, what? Yeah.
I thought that was Randy Savage.
Oh, it is?
All right. Who's up next?
5418, you
What's
are up,
man?
Up.
You're on the line.
You said you're a hater.
What's your criticism or problem with us?
Please tell us.
And he's connected. 5418.
What's going on? Oh, my God. This is crazy. What's going on? I got a little bit of a critique for y'all. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, man. What is it?
Wow, I can't believe it. I got a lot to say. I didn't think I'd make it on here. I just want to say I got a critique for everybody.
All right, go ahead.
And then I got a little bit of love. I'll be as quick as I can. So, Fresh, the critique I would say for you is, you know, Myron and Bills and Mo, you know, I can see the hustle. I could see them busting their ass, and I would just say, you know, from a viewer side, try and, you know, work a little harder on camera. I know you do a bunch off camera, and I know there's a bunch we don't see, so I can't critique on what we don't see. And Myron,
yeah,
your Overwatch streams are crazy, man. You know, from the gamer side, I could see that. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I just busted my ass. I'm a truck driver, and I was just working for about 10 hours.
Say what you got to say. Just say.
Oh, and for Fresh, you know, Mo and Bill, keep grinding. And
all right.
My mind's all over the place. I didn't think I'd make it on. I was just laying down.
All right, man. Let's
but
call
I'm really a fan. But shit, I'll try and call in next time when I have more time. My thoughts are just all over the place. I love you guys, and Paper, so it's more organized. I'm sorry.
All right, man. Bro. Later. Who's up next?
He said he was. He
Let's
said,
get an actual hater. Bro. What the hell?
He said he was a hater.
I guess not.
But this is a donator.
All right.
4743 4743.
Yo, go ahead, bro. Hit us with your question.
Wait, there it is.
Hey, what's up, Myron and Fresh? How you doing?
Yo, what's up, man? Get right to the question. What's up?
Okay, yeah. So I was just wondering. Like, I'm a long-time listener, but as far as, like, getting, like, after having experience, when you get with a girl that you kind of want to settle down with, like, how do you keep the competition anxiety without really, having potential girls to cheat on? Does that make sense?
Number one, you don't live with her. Number two, you continue to go to the gym. Number three, you make sure you continue to level up in whatever industry that you're in and continue to be the best guy. That's going to keep you sharp, and then other women are going to be looking at you when you guys are out in the public, et cetera. A lot of the times that creates enough social anxiety. But I'd also say have a good network of people that you're always around, be social, and, you know, you don't have to put it in her face, but she just needs to know that she could be replaced at any time.
If you are always improving, it's a sign that you're doing better than her. Or
and don't live with her, bro.
Move on.
That's one of the biggest ones where a lot of y'all fuck up. You guys think you're going to save money on rent. No, man, it's not worth it. Don't live with her. It's going to soften you up.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely wouldn't live with them, but yeah, that's good advice. Thank you. If you don't mind, I do have like a suggestion just for like an idea for the show.
Go ahead.
You know how there's a lot of like bachelor shows where they eliminate a certain amount of people just due to them not really qualifying to, I guess, continue to take part in the event. I think it might make the show a little bit more exclusive if you kind of like handed out roses to the girls that were worthy of kind of staying on, especially like the shows that go past like 3-4 hours, kind of like the one that you did in the UK.
That's a brother, and there's a variation we're gonna do of that, maybe for a separate show, but that's actually a good idea.
All right,
not the roses part maybe, but maybe something different.
All right, cool, let's get the next person on.
All right,
cool.
Thanks guys.
Who's next?
Yeah, definitely not the roses.
Yeah, not roses, bro.
I see what he's trying to get at.
Yeah, yeah.
Martin ain't giving no girl flowers.
Yeah, fuck that.
5193, you're up. He's a donator. 5193, you are up.
It might have been like euphemism. You know, people say give you your flowers.
Yeah.
I think that's what he meant.
Hopefully.
Five one.
I don't know.
Give him a plan B.
Yeah.
519.
What up, bro?
Wow. What?
This a hater?
Land a plane.
No, he's a donator, but
yo, haters. What the fuck, man? Where y'all at, bro? Where the Reddit haters?
Hey, we got
y'all niggas are waiting 2 weeks.
Time, guys, because we got to do a girl show coming up, right?
Yeah.
So time, we got a little bit of time, man.
5193, you're going once,
going twice.
Yo.
Sold.
Oh shit, right. We got you.
Oh,
just
okay.
Made it. Saved, but
okay.
Saved.
All right.
What you got,
bro?
Man?
What's up?
Do y'all can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, he's in the voice.
Using a voice changer?
Yeah, he's using a voice mask.
All right, bro. Say what you got to say, man.
Oh, no. I'm not using a voice changer, man. This is my real voice.
What?
All right,
stop
bro.
The cat.
Dude, I'm white.
Okay, nigga. You sound like
you're worth $1 million
and you got someone kidnapped. That's what you sound like right now.
Dude, the fuck out of here.
I did hear.
Nigga wrote a letter to the police.
I TikTok, bro.
The newspaper.
Send the money here or she dies.
Yeah.
Yo,
send the money here.
Yo, hold up.
It's
1970s.
Sorry, go ahead, bro.
This nigga, the Zodiac Killer.
I just saw a law on my TikTok, bro.
What?
Huh? People always say I sound like the anonymous interview with like boy shit. But this is my real voice. But anyway, question you guys.
Let's
I need Myron to come clean about something. Hello?
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Let's play a game.
Who do you got to ransom, bro?
if you guys want to pull my TikTok, you guys can. I really don't mind. But anyway, so what's it called? So I understand if you guys don't want to talk about this dude. Like, it's about the guy that started Unfiltered Podcast, that one loser. You know what I'm talking about?
They're done, bro. They're disbanded.
They are? Oh, well,
yeah,
I was watching
no
them doing like a... Oh, well, my question was that, like, they were doing, like, a response video to Abba and Preach, right? And, you know, obviously they brought you guys up because that's what they do because, like, you know, we obviously work for you. But anyway, so he would say that, like, in the video he brought up how, like, you would tell people not to work with them, and that you would tell, like, girls not to go on the show. And he said that you guys were soft, and that, like, when he sees you guys in public, that you guys would, like, look at the ground and, like, kind of, like, avoid him. Basically saying that that you guys were scared of him. So I just want to be like, yo, is he bullshitting or is he speaking facts?
There's plenty of girls that were on that show right after coming on this one. And that, so clearly that was a lie.
Yeah, I figured it was a lie because I'm like, bro, Myron doesn't seem like he would do that shit. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Really? So, like, you would tell people not to work with him.
Mr. Ransom, let's use a little bit of common sense. He makes the alleged allegation that we tell girls not to go on their podcast. That's not true. So then how is it that girl comes on our show, then the next day she's over there? Clearly, we didn't tell them you can't go over there. So if he lied about one thing, more than likely he probably lied about other things too, right?
Yeah, I kind of figured that he kind of did that because I'm like, bro, Myron doesn't seem like the kind of guy to do that shit.
Nah, man, we don't give a shit, bro. And they're disbanded anyway, so this is an irrelevant question, all due respect.
I was just wondering because I didn't know they were disbanded.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, say it's the bare necessities.
Yeah, again, this is not.
Say it's the bare necessities.
It's the bare necessities?
All right, let's get to the next person.
I mean,
do really call him with a fucking voice masker, bro. This shit crazy.
All right, who's up next?
9818, you are up. 9818, you are up.
Mr. Ransom, how are you? Let's play a game.
Hey, this is George up here in Orlando. How y'all got doing tonight?
What's up, man?
Who are you, George?
You a hater?
No, I'm not a hater. I'm actually a supporter. Shout out to Mo and Bills, my Haitian brothers.
Yes, sir!
Actually, for the past few weeks, I've been listening to Walter's speech pattern, and I hear the actual haters come in and say things about how your speech and your improving stuttering problem and making fun of you for it. But the only thing in my message I put in, help refresh, you said you had some speech training or whatever. Did they ever go with you, like, over your breathing? Like, did they exercise, like, breathing with you?
Yeah.
In that? Okay. So in my experience in dealing with Haitians and other people from the Caribbean going
full
time.
Are you a speech pathologist or something?
Not professionally, but I have helped people correct their accents and their starting problems, and especially people from the Caribbean. So. Yeah. So I've been doing that since probably since I was if you're Haitian, you know, when you got people coming over from the motherland, you got to teach them to speak English. And, so that's what I've been doing as far as like 10 years old. But it's just something that I've just, in my experience, I don't know what you've been told by the professionals you're dealing with, but, I think your issue, I noticed your stuttering triggers when you're saying like your P's and your B's. And I see your breathing and your, like, your heart rate and your breathing kind of, that's what triggers it. So just as a listener, just, it seems like you may want to do more in-depth, nose breathing. And, excuse me?
I have a huge nose, by the way.
I'm on speaker. I'm sorry. My phone is right to my face. But one thing that I found very effective is, like I said, I deal with patients, Jamaicans, people from the Caribbean, and trying to correct their speech pattern. And you do run into people who don't actually have a stuttering problem. It's just that they're transitioned from speaking that patois Creole way of speaking and transitioning into, like, traditional proper American speaking so you can, you know, carry a brand like you're trying to do. It's a lot of breathing and maintaining heart rate. So I think, and one other thing I wanted to ask you, like, outside of when you're doing your stuff, do you speak your Bajan tongue outside of when you're not dealing with non-Bajans, like your family?
If I get angry, yeah, but that's hardly ever.
So, like, when you're talking to your family, your mom and your Caribbean family, like, do you strictly speak to them in your regular way, like you would be talking back home, or do you speak to them as, like, you talk on the show?
No, my mom is American, so it's like very proper. But if I'm on Friends, for sure, definitely you're gonna hear like it come out like a lot.
Okay, because that is code switching. But like if you're like you'll see a Jamaican, like, you know, he'll speak proper English, and the next thing you know, he goes into straight patois when he's around his Jamaican people or whatever.
Yeah, you don't know what to say.
Exactly. So sometimes being that, oh, we feel like, oh, we're not around white people or we're not speaking in public in front of Americans, some people go back to their homeland tongue, and they don't know that that also may cause, when you're trying to speak, you know, the proper English, that may also trigger you to start stuttering because your dialects and your brain is not, especially the fact that you're trying to do this as an adult, not as a child. So right. Switching dialects and
all right, man. We're gonna. Niggas roasting you in the chat, saying how you call him to help him with stutter when you stutter too.
I'm on speaker. I can't hear much of everything, so I had to take you off Bluetooth. Yeah. So I don't hear everything back and forth.
Nah, you gotta move on, bro. We're behind.
But caller, I get what you're saying. I'll work on it. Thank you, bro. Appreciate that, man.
No, I'm not a professional. Just an observation.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Who's up next?
No, it is a lot of breathing, though. That is true. Breathing and then a tumor? Cool. Yeah, All right.
It's like, how you stutter and you try to help fresh with stuttering.
Hey, it's fine, though. It's fine.
That's
I get
funny
it.
Shit, man.
9122, you are 9122, you are up. 9122.
What's up? Is this a hater or no?
It's like
no?
Fried chicken is
no,
shut
I'm
up.
Not a hater. Yo, what's up, bro?
We got to wrap up anyway. Yep.
Yo.
We got you, bro.
I just had a question, my I've been listening to you guys for 3 years or so.
All right.
What's wrong? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. You just sound like you're
far away.
Yeah, but it's fine. What's your question, bro? Go right to it.
Okay, so look, I've been going to the gym constantly. I make sure I keep my membership up. I've been growing. It's one of the things I want to do when I want to get like a professional, you know, make money for my art. But one of the things I'm struggling with right now is, like, I don't have a car. I'm 23. I'm working at Chick-fil-A. I'm living with my mom. You know, I just needed some advice.
Chick-fil-A.
If you could provide me anything.
You need to learn a skill, my friend. You need to learn a skill so that you can go ahead and make more money.
So something like IT support or, like...
Yeah, anything, bro. You could be an electrician, plumber, landscaping, construction, truck driving, like get a CDL, like watch the episode that we did with Thor, bro. There's many options that you could take. I don't know. Did you see that episode that we did with Thor?
She called
Thor. No, I don't think so.
Go watch that episode. That will answer your question.
Caller, you're like the previous caller from before. You're young. You're working a job. You don't know what to do, which is fine. I also worked at Chick-fil-A myself. I think it's a great foundation to start. It's not a lot of money, but it's a good, I want to say, foundation for, you know, working a job. Now, granted though, for you, you need multiple options. So watching a podcast, different episodes, for example, Red Pill Thor, maybe Casey Hustle for e-commerce. Learn different things and then dabble in it. Obviously, put effort into it, see where it goes. But you need to try different avenues for success, because for you, bro, you don't know what you want to do, which is fine.
Yeah.
But try different things.
But you got to. The bottom line is you got to get a skill set. So watch that episode that we did with Thor, because that goes into detail of the different types of professions you can get in and what is required.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
All right, bro.
Y'all have a good night.
You too, brother.
Last one.
Mm-hmm.
9054, you are up. 90 is a donator too.
Okay.
9054, you are up.
Hello? Hey, can y'all hear me?
We got you, bro. What's your question?
What's up, bro?
Yeah. So I'm in dental school right now. It's in Texas. So when I come out, I get out. Yeah, dental school.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I get out, I'm probably making like 150 to 200.
Yep.
But I really want to be like an entrepreneur, like make some millions, kind of like Brandon Carter or Fresh, you know?
Yeah.
So do you have like any like good routes to get to that? Because
you're gonna
have to
probably
lost on what to do
practice
after.
You're probably gonna have to go private practice and do something where you charge a high amount. In the dental world, maybe reconstruction or, you know, work with veneers or something like that. But if you want to make that kind of money as a dentist, you're going to have to go super, super specialized.
Yeah. If you specialize, it's going to be like a couple more years to school. And I'm just kind of trying to be like a dental dentist.
when you're in the medical industry, bro, that's how you make the big bucks, right? I met a guy that does facial reconstruction in Dallas, and he's able to charge a premium because there's not many doctors that have that skill set. So if you want to become a millionaire as a doctor, you really have to be super, super specific, because what ends up happening is there's few people that can do it, and you're able to charge a way higher premium. So what I would say is get your feet wet, become a dentist, and then get a specialized skill set that will allow you to charge even more money if your goal is to become a millionaire. Or the other option is stay a regular dentist, save your money up, buy real estate and invest, and then you'll become a millionaire through that. Because your real estate would appreciate, and then you hold it for a couple of years, and bam, next thing you know, your net worth is over $1 million because you have the property that's appreciating in value. Mm-hmm. So those are the two options you have.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking the real estate option. But yeah, thanks for your advice.
That's going to take a little bit longer, but I mean, both of them are going to take longer, but those are the two paths that you got.
Or maybe like I could start a business on the side. I think that would work, or you can not be too sworn.
You'll be too sworn, bro. I would say you already paid a bunch of money for a very difficult skill set. So I would say just take that skill set that you already have and expand on it and make yourself even better at it. Like, I don't advise you go ahead and start a side hustle if you're like a lawyer, a doctor, or one of these professions that require a lot of schooling, because you already did the hard work to get that profession. So just become better at that profession, be at the top of the class where you can charge more money and be super niched in that profession.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks for your advice. Cool. Thanks, Rez. Thanks, Mario.
Yeah. No worries, brother.
All right, bro.
Cool. He's on his path to being a dentist, man. That's what's up.
Been in school, man.
All right. Last one? Okay.
Last minute caller.
Last minute caller. All right.
$50.
$50.
$50. Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out to you.
8687, you are up. 8687, you are up.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are y'all?
What's up, man? What's your question?
I know this guy.
Yes, you know me, Fresh. Future Congressman Fresh, you know me.
Welcome back.
You still ain't ran for Congress, damn it.
Who's this guy?
How the hell am I supposed to send you some money if you ain't running for Congress?
Hey, man, I'm running for Fresh and Fit. You can send it here.
I need you to run for Congress. I'm telling you, brother. I'm telling you. From coconuts in Barbados to Capitol Hill, a fresh story.
Oh, my God.
What's the question, bro? Come on, man. Let's go.
Okay. I apologize. Let me get into it. So basically, I've been very critical of your financial advice, particularly doing FHA loans and things of that nature. And I just got my end of the year statement where, you know, I just made minimum payments, you know, on my mortgage, right? And I'm telling you, like, guys, you know, you're encouraging, you know, you guys have a bigger and better voice than I do, okay? Y'all are more influential than I'll ever be. And I'm concerned that you're going to put more and more young men into debt that they can't afford to pay back. You know, I mean, when I look at my year-end mortgage statement, do you guys realize that only 15% of your payments actually go to the principal of the mortgage? Everything goes to interest and escrow.
Yes, that is the traditional amortization scale. That is the traditional. When you get a 30-year fixed loan, the majority of your payments absolutely go to interest, especially in the first 10 to 20 years.
Not principal.
It doesn't go to the principal. We're completely aware of that.
Yes, but your viewers, I don't think, are aware of that. So when they're not paying back the money, like, for example, I could send you guys receipts where I've owned my home now for
Caller, what is the point of buying real estate that we tell guys to do? What's the point of it? Cash flow, right? Cash flow, correct?
Yes, sir.
Good. So paying it back, does it matter that much?
It matters a lot, especially, you're telling people to depend on renters, but we live in reality. Shit happens. I apologize for cursing on your show. But things happen, right? And renters can't pay back. You're going to get some sob stories. You're going to have bad tenants that don't pay. They're going to tear your crap up. You know, I've been through
it. Emergency funds. We have money saved up for rainy days like that to happen, and we get a new tenant. Simple. We move on.
It's not as simple as you think, because you guys don't even preach about emergency funds.
Yes, we do. Bro, he just did earlier.
Bruh.
No, sir. No, sir. You guys talk about
25K saved up. It's not enough money. You just told the guy that earlier.
Of course. Of course, 25K is not, well, it depends on where market you live in and where I live at. Yeah, 25K, that ain't shit. And that ain't going to buy you nothing. And again, I apologize for cursing. But 25K.
Dude, everything you're saying is wrong. Literally, it's hurting my head just listening to you speak. Literally, like 15 minutes ago, I told a guy, yo, that's not enough. You need to have money in your emergency fund. That's number one. Number two. You're assuming that we tell guys to get a 30-year fixed loan so that they can go ahead and pay back the principal. No, we tell guys to get a 30-year fixed loan so that they can get a locked-in interest rate that's competitive at the time that they purchased the home, and then put tenants in, and the tenants pay that ridiculous amortization scale. That's why we tell people all the time, try to buy a duplex or a triplex at best so that your mortgage can be divvied up between you and your tenants. If you got tenants paying your mortgage, it doesn't matter if you're paying the principal down or not, because your goal was to get into the home with a low cost with a good interest rate so that you're able to pocket cash flow. Now, we tell people, if you're going to buy a single family home, stay in it for a year and get the hell out and put a tenant in it.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, because here's the thing. You started off this criticism with your own personal experience where you bought a house and then you looked at the amortization scale and you figured out, damn, this kind of sucks because I'm paying a lot in interest. Yeah, we don't tell people to do that. We tell them you're getting the FHA loan not to just get a 30-year fixed loan. You're getting the FHA loan so you don't have to put your own money, as much of your own money into the deal, while simultaneously being able to extract cash flow from your tenants, which is why I'm really big on people buying multi-unit properties. And if they're going to go the route of getting a single family home, they need to stay in that bitch for a year and get the hell up out of there.
Well, sir, may I respond, sir?
Sure.
Mr. Gain, may I respond, Mr. Gain?
Sure.
Basically, that's not true. I mean, I've been listening to your show, like I said, and again, I'm a fan of you guys. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm a fan of you guys. When it comes to women.
Because if you've been listening to the show, you would have known that we told the guy 25K wasn't enough for an emergency fund. But then you go ahead and you said that we don't tell people to have an emergency fund. So you're not listening. Hell, not even 50 minutes ago you were listening.
Well, no, sir. I'm not talking about the 25K emergency fund. I'm the Dave Ramsey guy, the guy you guys literally just made
an assertion that we don't tell guys to have an emergency fund when we literally told the caller on this very podcast that you're calling into to have an emergency fund.
No, sir, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is telling these guys 3% down FHA loans. You know, like I said, all you got to do. And matter of fact, if Mr. Poxon or Big Mo can pull up a mortgage calculator, you'll see I'm right. You'll see I'm right. That
right about
you're going to be paying. That you're going to be paying a shit ton. Or apologies for cursing again, but you're going to be paying a ton of money back in interest. You're not paying down the principal. You're paying down the principal.
That doesn't
matter. The most important thing.
Holy shit, dude! That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter if you're paying the principal or the interest, because you're not the one paying it. That's the whole premise of getting tenants. If you're not the one paying the mortgage, who gives a shit?
Okay, and what happens when the tenant doesn't pay?
You have money for vacancy, which we've talked about explicitly on episodes of real estate, where you need to have some money on the side, emergency money on the side for every single unit that you have in case of vacancy.
Ta-da.
Every single argument or angle that you've tried to come at with real estate, okay, we've had a way to deal with it. Vacancy, bad tenants, etc. We've talked about all of this already, bro.
Tenants that pay, tenants that tear your property up, you know.
What?
I said tenants that pay, or excuse me, tear your property up.
That's why I specifically tell people don't rent to people that make $60,000 per year. Bro, I'm ironclad on this shit, bro. Like, I have over 50 tenants. I know what I'm talking about. I literally tell guys, don't make the mistake that I made. Try to stay away from Section 8. Try to get tenants that pay make $60,000 a year plus or more. Try to buy BNC-type properties. Try to get people in blue-collar work that have stable jobs. Try to get property by a hospital if you can and rent to people in that line of work. Have enough money where you can deal with vacancy for a few months. Try to buy in an area that has a high renter market. Don't buy A-class properties. Every single argument that you could come with, I've already given a solution to it to some degree. Here's the thing. Guys like you that watch Dave Ramsey that are conservative investors that want to go ahead and invest in the S&P 500 and all these other things that don't fucking make money have a problem with real estate because real estate, you have to take on debt. But the difference is this. Taking on real estate debt and having tenants pay your property mortgage for you is a big W. If you know what you're doing, you can make quite a bit of money doing it. Real estate is the number one asset class for a reason. Okay, but you got to know what you're doing. And we talk about all of these things that you're talking about, all these like issues or concerns that you've talked about, we've talked about explicitly on our real estate podcast with solutions for every single one. That I am ironclad on this.
Well, Mr. Gaines, first of all, let me respond by saying, sir, that first of all, that, you know, if it was so easy, everybody would do it, first of all. Second of all,
I never said it was easy. However, this information is not because they don't want you to learn this stuff.
That's not true. I mean, like there's risk, there are a lot of risk involved that I think you guys are kind of glossing over the facts. With all the respect, of course.
If you take the precautions that I said. Right, where you have enough money in savings where you can deal with a few months of vacancy. You're renting out to 60,000 plus 60,000 a year plus earning tenants, etc. Most of these problems are going to evaporate.
But that's the thing. Like, I can go back to your videos and I haven't seen that.
Nigga, you didn't even see 15 minutes ago when I told the guy that 25K wasn't enough and he had to have an emergency savings. You didn't even see that.
Caller, watch your shows and come back to us, man. You're not watching none of these shows. I'm telling you. Yo, Cole, you're funny,
though. No. Fresh. You know me. Fresh.
I don't know
you.
You
know who I am.
I don't know you, bro.
You don't know me personally. But I remember the Miranda. I remember the Miranda scandal.
But you remember 15 minutes ago when we told people they need to have an emergency savings. You remember the Miranda scandal?
I remember Mrs. Cheeks. You know, I remember.
You don't remember when I said they had an emergency fund. You remember a bunch of fucking hoes, but you can't remember the important shit. For some weird reason, you're able to remember girls that we fucked. But you're not able to remember that we tell people to have a 30-year fixed loan so they get a good interest rate. In-fucking-credible.
And emergency funds as well.
Nigga, this is years ago, and you remember that shit. But you remember 15 minutes ago when I told this dude.
I was also watching the show with Anna Quinn Fitness.
What?
This dude remembers girls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But doesn't remember all the real estate stuff that we talked about that literally destroys every single argument and every single concern that you brought up. This is wild.
All right, speaking of girls, we have girls waiting in the back.
Yes,
so
we do.
Caller, last questions, whatever. I mean, not questions, but last thoughts.
Gentlemen, like I said, I understand it kind of turned heated in the end, but gentlemen, I have the utmost respect for both of you. Fresh, please, I really need you to run for Congress. Mr. Gaines, I have the utmost respect. You are more wise, especially when it comes to dealing with women. You are a lot more wise than I will ever be, probably in 10 lifetimes. So I have no animosity or ill will towards you gentlemen, and I do apologize.
Bro, do me a favor. Next time you call in to criticize, please watch the podcast and have – like this has not just you. Three or four guys have called in today and totally mischaracterized advice that we've given and try to say that that's what we tell guys to do, and it's quite literally the opposite.
Yeah.
Every single thing that you brought up, we've talked about in detail explicitly how to overcome it.
Well, sir, if I go back – if I go to your on your channel and I go back to your previous videos where you tell people to put 3% down on a house, that's not true. You didn't do that. You were telling people to put little to nothing down, you know, make minimum payments, you know, I mean, I could clip
pool
it
caller.
And send it to you.
Caller, we were there. It's ideal to put 20% down, but if you can't,
if you can't, and you want to get your feet wet, we tell people all the time, you can't put the 20% down. That's better, so you don't have to live in it for a year.
It is better.
However, let's be honest. Do regular people have $100,000 sitting around to buy a house?
They don't.
No, they don't. So a lot of the times they got to get their feet wet.
I put down 20%.
Nigga, you're old. You're old. What do you think, nigga? Bro, these young people trying to get some money, bro. You're old.
I'm only two years older than Mr. Gaines. Okay,
bruh,
I'm only 2 years older.
20-year-old.
Hold on. Not everybody is a government worker that has a TSP that they could pull a loan against, bro. Like, are you crazy?
God.
Not everyone has that kind of access to funds, bro. Like that they could borrow against a TSP. So since most people don't have that, they got to find another way to get the property and acquire the asset. So they can get it by doing 3-5% down, and then we give them a viable way to go ahead and deal with the issues of maybe a higher mortgage or PMI or all this other stuff, and that is by putting tenants in. If they don't have tenants in and they buy a single-family home, then they need to live in it for a year and then get out. That's why I heavily advocate guys always get at least a duplex for their first property. That's why I tell people most of the time to stay away from single-family homes if they can.
All right, caller.
Mr. Gaines, last thing. Mr. Gaines, if you don't mind, Mr. Gaines, if you can at least do a breakdown. Have an episode, have another real estate episode.
I did a, bro, you know how many real estate episodes we've done?
Multiple.
All right, it's fine, bro. Just send them to Super Chat, man.
Mr. Gaines, sir.
Yo, what the fuck,
yeah,
man?
Let's, okay. Read the text, please.
We got James Williams says, is it true you guys are running a raffle for SMR Advantage? Yes, that is true. We'll announce it soon. Lil Wolf says, what's up, Myron? I've been watching the show for 3 years. I love what you guys are doing. I've been wanting to say this for a while, but I have a major addiction to escorts, and I believe it done spent $100K on them. Any advice to overcome this, please and thank you. Bro, that's bad, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga, what? You could buy a house, bro. A major picture this, right, bro? The money you're spending on these escorts is gone. It's done. You don't get it back. What the fuck are you doing, bro? 100K?
Watch the episode with Lil Loaded featuring the roommates. That if there's any episode,
that was a good
one. Need to watch that one.
Yeah, that. Bro, that's a bad habit, bro.
Yeah, that's a fucking ass, man. A lot of niggas do that shit, though.
Yeah.
Drop a lot of money on 304s.
That's L.
You guys are the best. Y'all the partly the responsible for me earning 180K a year annually as a registered nurse and owning my first duplex in Miami as a 29-year-old man. Shout out to you, bro. You took that fucking risk.
Wait, nurse?
Myron and Walt, can you recommend me a solid PM company and eviction lawyer in Miami? Thank you for everything. Okay, you need an eviction lawyer? Fuck, man.
Do you know
I had a guy. Roger has him. Bro, it's not hard to find though, man. Like there's a bunch of attorneys that will do evictions for you, because it's such a needed thing. And luckily, Florida's a bit better than other states. Hey, Fresh, want a sword fight? Okay, that was weird, Drake.
What?
Yassine goes, hey guys,
come
from Morocco.
Come on, man.
To call in. Oh yeah, that was the guy that called in for
what?
Before. Yeah, that's kind of
wild. To be fair,
Jonathan says 2 weeks on the new job, and I've also cut down 16 pounds since the new year. Job's not done, but the grind continues. Thank you for all the advice you've given me. Listeners, please listen to these men. Shout out to you, bro. And then, Fresh, who are your favorite dance hall artist?
That is easy, bro. Vibe Cartel. Free the world, boss.
Okay. Dr. B84 goes, 20 years ago, I was a biology major studying 4 science classes at once and working my butt off to get into the med school, and I was getting no chicks. I turned 40 next month, and I'll be in Miami with a bad 21-year-old living it up. Shout out to you, Dr. 84, a real doctor, by the way, in the fucking chat.
Making
a choice. He sacrificed his 20s. Now he's living it up now. An actual medical doctor.
Tommy
Code, $15. Appreciate that. El Maron goes, I've gone from 39K a year to close to 75K. I go to the gym every day, and my credit score went up to 705 from 652. My wife is submissive again. I'm so happy with my life, and it's all thanks to you. Thank you for yelling at me through the phone. We got you, my friend. That's what we're talking about. That's what this is all about. Hello, FNF. I'm from El Paso, Texas. Just wanted to tell you guys, thank you for opening my eyes to the world we live in now. Thanks to you, I am the man I needed to be and the best father I can be for my daughter. Please come to El Paso. We'll do a border tour. I ain't going to lie, man. I miss being on the border. Laredo, McAllen. I've never been to El Paso, but we'll get out there one day. Don't worry.
Myron makes his job every day.
Yeah, risk plays go. Sup, guys? Myron, you being a government, ex-government employee, I need...
Hold on, where you go? Right, okay. I need
some advice on using my TSP to invest in a crypto. Don't do it.
Oh, hell no.
Don't touch your TSP. Bro, I don't even like people using their TSP to buy a house. Like this dude that called in earlier used his TSP to buy a house. That's how I know he acquired it. Now he's fucking over here calling, bitching about it. Don't do it, bro. What he's really mad about is the repayment that he's got to do back to the TSP. That's why he's calling in complaining, like, bro, don't advise men to do this shit. Nigga, you know, we don't tell people to borrow against their TSP and buy a property. Like, anyway. CBD is Wheezy goes, I reached out to a girl about 1.5 years ago. She said, at this time, I'm not interested in going out. She was in college then. For the last 3 months, I have noticed her sister's looking at me and then talk to her playfully. Should I reach out again? I mean, if you do, you can, but it's going to be sex only. I wouldn't waste my time, though, to be honest with you. Mustag goes, hi, brother. This is my Instagram. He drops it. I called a while ago. My last – oh, he called into the show. We talked to him.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to you.
He said he was going to donate again. And
it's Gina Mon. Okay, I'm a female, and your guys' podcast saved my relationship because – I opened my eyes to my toxicity and my entitled female mindset. Okay, shit. Nice.
Wow.
Sending blessings and wish more success to you guys. I'm sorry I can't give more. No, man, it's all good, cool, man. You don't have to donate a dollar. That's awesome that a woman watched it and was able to reflect. What is one difference and one similarity between a kitchen knife and a woman? Both belong in the kitchen, but only the knife has a point. What the fuck, bro?
Wow!
What the hell?
Yo, my wife got... Oh, hold on. He goes...
Yo,
he continues on and
my
says...
My wife?
Yo, my wife got... Oh,
yeah, where's it at?
Yeah, right there. Stop. Yo, my wife got bitched at today in Target for calling our daughter a housewife in training. This world hates women, man. Yeah.
His name is Mick Woman Virgins Again. Okay.
This guy, bro, with the funny names. Jenkins goes, I have a question. I want to make sure I'm good enough for my husband. I don't know if she called in.
Believe in yourself.
I was late.
Oh, I was late. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yep.
Rumble Rants.
Okay. Do you have a platform where you can download full pod discussions? I'm currently working in an area with zero service reception. It cannot listen off Rumble or Locals. I'll download it from YouTube, bro. Or actually, no, you can download it from Rumble too.
Yeah. You can do either or.
I need to send a DM to get answers specifically by Myron and Justin Waller about my current situation. I'm at a crossroads and need help. How much will this cost? Consultation ain't gonna be cheap, bro. I'll be honest with you. But you can pick who you want to talk to, whether it's me or Justin. Raw Dog goes, whenever you debate the Triadicons like Shapiro, you should bring on another human encyclopedia. Mike Sartain, a counselor, just having pros like going into a game having a handicap. She lost to Ethan Decline.
Okay.
Great to see y'all back. I got accepted, cured Capital One Platinum, and my experience FICO score was a 725 and 690. Now it's 718 and 685. When does it come back? You just got to be consistent and keep making payments, bro. Let's see here. WFNF for putting me on the crypto mindset. Get your bag so that you can tell these bitches to go to hell. Bro, that's what we're talking about, man. Crypto's
you,
up right now. Crypto's up. Can you break down another Polite case?
Oh, Brother Polite. He's a...
Oh, Brother Polite. Yeah. Sorry. Or any opinion on him? I don't know who that is.
I think we did him before in the past.
Okay. 65K a year in IT, 50K save, no debt, 782 credit score, single fam homes, go for 450K, plus duplex 550K, plus suburbs in Seattle. Does this mean I need to move out of the area or make more money? You got to make more money, bro. I mean, you can have a good amount saved and get pre-qualified, but you need to make more money.
That's
bro.
That's pricey, bro.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, you need to make more money. Anything else?
Nope, we're good.
Cool.
All right.
All right, guys, we are going to be back with some other ladies. I think they're all here. I saw one walk in like 10 minutes ago. So, cool. Guys, we'll be back here at...
Chris, call it.
10:45.
God damn, nigga, that's
nigga?
Long, bro.
Hey, y'all... All right, man. Let's make it happen, man.
What?
hey,
all right,
man. Hey, listen.
We're out of here, guys.
Hey, yo,
peace.
I'll be ready.
All right.
I'll be ready, man.
We'll be back, guys.
Yeah.
Annoying, her in the quarter of the show, over speaking, being rude, etc. So, yeah. Any questions? So, when we start the show, I'm going to say, what's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. After I do that, we're going to play a little intro song. That takes like 50, 40 seconds. After that, we'll make some quick announcements. Then we're going to go around the table, have you guys introduce yourself, name, age, what you do for work, etc. Don't worry. We'll guide you along. Right? I'm going to be writing it down and everything else like that. And then today's Friday, which means we're probably going to have the people watching ask questions. Be prepared. They're going to talk shit. It's the internet. Trust me, they make fun of us too. Right before y'all came in, we did a call-in show, and they talk shit about us as well. I'm sure you guys might have been able to hear some of us yelling at the callers and you called in. So no one is free for criticism, guys. So have some thick skin. Be ready. And, you know, you can talk shit back to them. You tell them they're a loser or whatever you want. It's a live show. I predict we're going to have somewhere between 15 to 30,000 people watching. It can fluctuate any night. This is our first show back. We just came back from Europe. So I anticipate that we'll have a good amount of people watching. And then obviously that's watching live. But as far as like after the fact, this video is going to get hundreds of thousands of views. So just think before you speak. That's really it.
Can I have a pencil and paper too?
Sure. We actually are going
to
use it.
We don't have the worst memory.
Yeah,
like,
we have girls like
world.
Girls. We'll give it to them and then they'll like doodle and do some weird shit.
Oh, Marin,
no, I need to write down like name. Like what was
it? Yeah, we will.
The camera is off.
It's off. The KC cam.
Oh,
yeah. I know you did. I seen you do it.
Yeah.
Girls, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
This is not God or your conscience, so don't do it. This is Aaron talking to the mic. So if you hear me right here, I'm talking shit just like this, don't look around. That's me talking shit, all right? Other than that, so ladies, phones, lip gloss, cell phones, no bathroom within the first hour, and then we're good to go, okay?
You're slaying.
And is someone chewing gum? Okay. Someone just has wet lips.
Where are you at?
Can you squeeze in the middle? Yeah, there you go. Like, ladies in the middle, squeeze in a little bit. Oh, no, you two in the middle is fine. Me and you four. Like, you four, the white and Velvet.
Scoot over this way?
Yep. Don't worry, she's fine. There we go. Perfect. There we go. And actually, Black, Pink, and Velvet, can you scoot over to the white a little bit more? There we go. White, keep still. There you go. Perfect. And make sure your mic isn't being blocked by the – I mean, your tits aren't being blocked by the mic. There it goes. There we go. Just move the mic a little bit if you have to. There we go.
Cool.
Ready to go?
Yeah, we can get started.
No. Yep, there
you
go.
You want to give me your phone?
There
like
we go.
That?
Oh, yep, shit. Like that. Yeah.
Big mic, give me a little
bit. Let me fix my
and just make sure, like, your mic, the one in the white.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mike.
No, look at you. Hey, the girl. Yep. Yes, you. Make sure
I'm
your mic.
I'm wearing white.
Yeah, you're wearing white, right?
No, it's not.
On
it's
camera,
cream.
No. It's cream, white. You put white on it.
Yeah.
Is that cream or no? Is that cream?
It's like
cream.
Yeah.
Right, cool. Like a cream, yeah.
Nude, okay, cool.
Go ahead. What did you say?
No, just make sure that your mic doesn't block her chest.
I don't think it should.
Okay.
There we go. Perfect.
I don't think it should.
No. You're fine there. You're fine. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm doing it for camera lady. All right.
It's going to be interesting. Trying to get my last hair fixed. Is that?
All right. We're good to go. And three. Can you zoom out on three, please?
Yeah. Yo, Monday, we have no guests, right? I was going to do the car show, the car podcast.
No, yeah, I think we should be, yeah.
Because they want to really buy it, so we could do it Monday.
Yeah, we could do the car show on Monday. Yeah, I don't think we got
all right, let's
just doing locals.
Alcohol is an L. It's depressing.
So,
right, actually, can't even go.
We're going to wait.
Who? Oh, for Rambis. How you looking like Asians?
You gave me locals? All
right. What the fuck? Yeah, that is true, actually.
Yeah. For what?
Oh, let me an Asian girl. Okay, cool.
I love Asian girls.
Rampage? Who's that?
Oh, Jack.
I feel like we're going to hear a lot of that. What?
Why do you like Asian girls?
Because I'm Asian. They're so cute and petite.
What's your
like,
background?
I'm Hawaiian, Japanese, Cherokee, Grenadian, and Black.
Okay.
I know everything.
What? Okay. Okay, well, different over here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are you, just white?
Okay. As every white girl says, I'm a third Greek. Like, you know what? I'm fucking white. I'm white.
Oh, boy.
Congrats. Congrats.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. After our edition, we're joined with a bunch of lovely ladies. All new, by the way. Let's get into it.
Let's go. All right, we're back.
We are back. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast After Hours Edition, man. We are back from Europe. You guys know we were gone for 2 weeks.
Thank God, bro.
Yeah,
holy.
We were in Vegas for Super Bowl weekend.
Then the UK.
Then we went to the UK.
Then Romania.
Then we went to Romania.
Back to the UK. Bro,
now
the weather's
here.
Depressing.
Yeah.
Bro. It goes like NPCs. It's like, it's tough, bro.
Yeah, man. Sorry for all you London
Hold on, man. You Frank Castle, what, the whole panel?
Yeah, bro. I thought they would be cooler, man. The London chicks are not. That was some bullshit.
It was, but to be fair, they were waiting for a long period of time.
Man. They're acting crazy, bro.
They were. Yo, one to pink.
Shout
out
to
Pro
for letting us use her studio.
Yeah,
good conversation.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people watching, too. You guys really enjoyed that.
They called the girl in pink Temu Rihanna. Temu Rihanna.
Yeah, they were like this pink onesie. But anyway. Okay, quick announcements, guys. Rumble.com/Rush Pit. As you guys know, that is the home base. If we ever get canceled, you know exactly where to find us. Also, CastClub.tv for exclusive behind-the-scenes stuff, whether it's Frank Castle's IRL stuff, whatever.
We did a
maybe.
Video with Andrew in his car that was low-key by itself. And if you want to check it out, it's on Castle Club.
Yeah, if you guys didn't watch the show earlier, Andrew and Tristan are doing well.
Yeah.
Hopefully this crap will be done in a few months. But, dude, everybody knows they're innocent, man. Even, you know, the Romanian government knows it to some degree.
There's cameras, bro. Everything's being on camera. They're innocent, man.
We're going to do another follow-up interview with them, guys, once this is all done. Obviously, there was stuff that we couldn't talk about when we did the podcast, but y'all will see it very soon. Some funny shit, too.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, yeah, Twitter. Yeah, check me out on X, guys. Yeah, I'm still on there.
He's growing.
82.9K. We're almost at 100K, guys. I got shadow banned, but we're still on here growing. My stuff's still getting engagement regardless of all the haters. And it's a brand-new account, too, man. We just had it since November. So check me out on there, guys, if you want to go ahead and, you know, see another side where I talk about geopolitics, talk about what's going on in the world, whether it's the war over in Gaza or Ukraine, whatever. I talk about a bunch of stuff on here, you know, social events, all that crap. And then, my other YouTube channel, Fed Reacts, guys. We will be back this Sunday doing an episode. I think Angie probably has it. I cover true crime on here, whether it's, you know, diversified. You guys can see our Edwin Snowden, Jack the Ripper, serial killers, all that stuff. I talk about my former experience back when I was on the job. So, yeah, man, go check me out over there. Hip-hop cases, you know, YNW Melly right now is going through a big RICO case.
Yeah.
So I cover all that stuff, man, on Fed Reacts. What about you?
Guys, if you want to see our trips to Romania, the UK, and Vegas, check out the vlog channel. We show pretty much behind the scenes where Steve will do it, academics, almost CEO, crazy. And
everybody was in Vegas, dude, when we were
the
there.
The fun stuff is on the vlog, so go check it out.
Met a bunch of celebs out there. It's a good time.
And if you want to network, become successful, meet millionaires, and get mentored, check out the CEO Network. We do live calls every week, and we do masterminds as well.
Yeah, Andrew on, yeah.
Yo, that was legendary, bro. Yeah. He gave so much
to
the guys, so shout out to Andrew for doing that. So shout out to him, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. That's it.
All right. Sweet.
And then Chris, go ahead. Take it away.
We have 8 girls chat. Hey. Shout out to the Merch Gang. Shout out to you guys. I had 2 weeks of just fucking no headaches, man. It was wonderful. Like, I woke up, the fucking butterflies and birds were chirping and shit and brickle. I was like, damn, this is amazing, huh? We don't do it, girls, all day. But shout out to you guys. Shout out to the chat. I've been watching you guys work and been very supportive overseas, by the way. Ladies, Aaron C. Poxon on IG, hit me up. If you flake, I'm not going to bring you back. Please don't send me paragraphs. I want to see your photos. Please make sure your page is on public. Merch Gang, follow my socials, my Twitch and YouTube. And
it's a social night.
Oh, special night.
It's back.
We'll see tonight, man. Like, I tried chat. It's Friday night, man. It's our first show back. I know you guys have been seeing some DMs. Chris, man, we should have had you over at the UK and talk shit to those girls, man.
To be fair, all jokes aside, Chris would have made it even funnier, bro, if Chris was there.
Yeah, bro. If I was there, bro, I should would have been like 2 hours long, man.
Yo, they would have not understood anything you were saying.
Hey,
pardon? What? Can you repeat that for me?
They would have known what you said. Fuck you, threw a forward, love me, bitch.
Whoa.
God damn, bro.
I mean, it's like over there.
It's on YouTube, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my bad.
Anyhow.
Hey, ladies.
Thank you, Chris. Ladies.
Welcome. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you for waiting for the show. If you don't mind, give us your name, your age, what you do for a living. What's so funny?
Niggas decided we back.
Okay, give us your name, your age, what you do for a living, dating status, Nick Walton, of course.
Your body count.
And we'll start right here. Welcome.
Hello. My name is Nika.
Nika? Oh, man.
Nika?
Oh.
Nika?
What's his name?
Nika.
Like what your African brethren say to you.
Nika.
No,
yo, Chris.
Yeah.
One Piece. Sunk on Nika.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
But Nika, can you tell Myron and Fresh what you was drinking in the back?
What I was what?
Drinking.
I was drinking. I don't know why. I was drinking tea, peppermint tea, with Hennessy.
So she's a nigga. And she's Russian, too, so it's like even...
Okay.
I didn't realize it's that weird.
Okay. That's just different. It's just different, you know.
That's
like that's straight. That's like a hood nigga that's educated.
I know.
It's
like a black dude at Harvard.
With a
white
guy.
Myron, just a hood, ain't
it? Yeah. Can you help her with the headphones?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
She's independent, bro.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay. And you said you're from Russia originally?
Yeah.
What part?
Moscow.
Okay. How long have you been in Miami? Or are you just visiting?
No, I live here 2.5 years.
What do you do for work?
I rent yachts.
Oh, okay.
But you rent on the street.
Okay, so like you...
A yacht broker.
Yeah, I was going to say yacht broker. So like people go to you if they want to set up a party. Okay. Highest education level completed?
What do you mean? Once again?
Like
education.
Do you have a college degree, a trade degree? Do you go to college?
I went to university in Moscow.
Okay. You got your degree? Four years?
Yeah.
What'd you get it in?
Yeah. I was supposed to be a teacher, English and Russian.
Okay. So you got it in teaching?
But I was never teaching, to be honest.
No, that's fine. But you got the degree.
Yeah.
Okay. Relationship status?
I don't have a relationship right now.
So you're single?
Yeah.
Okay. Are your parents still together?
Yeah.
Okay. Married still?
Yeah.
All right. And then, Fresh, your favorite question.
Are you on birth control?
No.
Okay.
All right. Keeps it natural. Yep. What about you? What's your name?
My name is Ashley.
Okay.
Hey, y'all.
How old are you, Ashley?
I'm 26.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from the Bahamas.
Okay. What part of the Bahamas?
Nassau.
Bahamas.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What do you do for work?
I have a shipping company here and in the Bahamas.
Okay. What do you ship specifically?
Conch.
I wish. I don't want to get locked up.
Oh, wow.
But no. So if you're a mechanic, if you do roofing, things like that, you can call me. I'll help people set up over here to pick up your items and send it back to you in the Bahamas. Because, you know, some places, they don't really ship to the Bahamas. They ship to a location down here, which is a warehouse, basically.
Okay, so you're the last leg of the trip to get building materials from the United States to the Bahamas.
To the Bahamas.
So people that want to build a house in the Bahamas, they want certain materials.
Or if they have a car, if they're a mechanic, they need to build a car, or they need a part that they can't find in the Bahamas, they come.
That's
through
pretty smart, actually.
That's an extremely specific skill set. How'd you get into that?
Yeah, I was about to ask a question.
So I have family members that came to me and they're like, you're always in the U.S. Can you pick this up? Can you pick that up for me? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to charge you motherfuckers.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to charge you motherfuckers from now on.
Okay. Very interesting. So you work with Customs and Border Protection a lot.
Basically,
yeah. Yeah. You used to work with Customs.
She's a plug, man.
Yeah. You're paying a lot of duty probably.
I know.
Goddamn. All right. Well,
we got the money for it though.
Yeah. That's good. It's a very lucrative business though.
Yeah.
Shipping if you do it right. Okay. Okay. Highest education level completed?
High school.
Okay. And then relationship status?
Single.
All right. And it's a family business, you said, right?
What, my business? No, that's my business.
Just you. Okay. Yeah. Are your parents don't help you with it?
For what? I mean, take care of their bills.
Okay.
And they take care of
my son.
But
you have employees. You have to have employees.
I work by myself.
You ship all the stuff out yourself?
I work by myself. That's why I'm back and forth.
So you acquire the materials. You ship
everything.
It out. You go to the post office or UPS or whatever.
Everything.
She's a queen, man.
She's saying, I'm independent, nigga.
Yeah.
She don't need nobody, man.
Okay.
You don't put family
I'm a PhD.
In business.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't.
All right. Are your parents still together?
No. They were never together.
Okay. All right. And then birth control?
Hell no.
Okay. And you're a mom, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Body count?
You don't want to know. Jesus, right. Lord.
Oh, God.
I don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
I guess you're shipping other things into your country.
Exactly.
Shipping all... shipping good.
Wow.
Right. One day
right.
Air. What about you?
Yo, she was Chris, she was importing goods.
Oh.
What? It makes sense, doesn't it? Okay, never mind.
All right. Fantastic.
Hey, well, so I'm Mackie.
Okay, Mackie.
Yeah, that's my nickname. I'm from Mexico City. I'm 29.
Okay. Are you just visiting or you live in Miami now?
I'm visiting. I'm always traveling.
Okay.
Red flag. What?
Crimson.
You said it was Mackie?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do for work?
OnlyFans.
Okay.
Okay,
of course.
She belongs to the street.
Okay. We said, of course.
Who's that snort? Who's that snort? Who's that snort? Who's that snort?
Yo, shut up.
You got a pig on panel?
Wait.
You're a piglet. Chill out, man.
Wait.
All right.
Of course.
Okay. Highest education level completed?
I have a degree in entertainment and media business management.
Okay. So you got a bachelor's?
Yep.
You got that in Mexico?
Yep.
Okay. Relationship status?
I have a boyfriend.
Okay. How long have you been together?
Like 3 months.
Okay. So it's new. Okay.
Yeah. Pretty new.
That's good.
Pretty new.
Is he also OnlyFans creator?
No, but he helps, of course, with the pictures.
How
and
did he
everything.
Help?
Oh,
taking
did he
pictures.
Help?
Taking pictures and just taking me everywhere.
Stupid.
Yeah, I probably got some spicy videos as well, I'm assuming.
Nope. I don't do porn. No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Boyfriend. Oh, are your parents together?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Birth control?
IUD.
Okay.
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 A Hispanic with IUD, that's rare. Okay. And then you said you're originally from Mexico. All right, cool.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your name?
So my name is Alexis. I'm 24.
Where are you from?
Broward County.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Red flag.
Wait, which part?
Yeah, what town?
Everything's there. Sunrise.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's good.
Apparently.
It's right there on the
border.
On the edge.
Apparently,
yeah.
It's in the boondocks.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
what I've been told.
Yeah, but. And
so far away, though.
From Miami, yeah.
So it's small, you know.
It's right on the edge of Miami-Dade and Broward. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
I'm actually an investigator. I specialize in crimes against children.
Oh.
Which agency?
Can't say, but I work with a lot of, more detectives, but I work with PIs occasionally. So.
Okay. All right. So obviously you're familiar with NECMEC and everything else like that. Okay.
All right. Future collab on FedRI?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be an agent with HSI.
Yeah. I watch you guys all the time. So.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Cool. I guess we'll, I get it. If you're work first, is it a government agency or?
Government. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Not federal level though.
Okay.
Yo, Chad says she a snitch.
I mean, she goes after the worst. Specifically, Chad gets something, right? Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah.
Highest education level completed?
Bachelor's, but I'm currently pursuing my master's.
Okay. What'd you get your bachelor's in?
Psychology, and I'm doing forensic psychology for my master's.
Okay. That makes sense. Psychology is one of those degrees. Like, if you don't get it higher, it's useless.
Mm.
You have to get a master's or a PhD in it to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, investigator. Oh, relationship status?
In a relationship.
Okay.
About 1.5 years.
Okay.
How'd you guys meet?
So, we actually met at a grocery store. We were at Publix.
Wow.
Oh, no.
That's true love.
Nice and wholesome,
yeah.
Baby.
Wholesome. No type of... This is perfect.
Here's the real question.
Yeah.
What aisle did y'all meet in?
Oh.
The Gatorade aisle.
Gatorade.
You were thirsty.
I both did.
You were thirsty.
You were thirsty. It's the power.
Yeah.
Both ways.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Like that.
Does he work in law enforcement too? Or, well, in that profession?
No, he's actually in medicine.
Okay. Doctor?
No, he's internal medicine. He's a nurse practitioner.
Wait, nurse?
Okay. One of the fastest growing career fields, man. That and physician's assistants.
Mm-hmm.
Fastest growing. Okay. And then are your parents together?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Body count?
5, including the man that I'm with now.
Stop the cap.
Okay.
Don't you have something that you want to get signed?
Yes, actually, Myron.
Oh.
I was wondering if you were able to sign my copy of what?
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much.
And she got a man, too, bro.
You see that,
man? That's good.
And
yeah, that's great.
I knew it.
That's great.
She's out here saving kids.
Yeah.
Saving men.
Yeah.
No, that's what's up, man.
Literally.
Thank you so much for supporting.
And Fresh, if you can sign it as well, I would really appreciate it.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't write shit in there. That nigga, man. Yeah. I can't really speak in that. God damn.
First sight.
Fine, I'll do it, man. But, yeah.
There you go, bro. I put a little message in there for you, too.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I appreciate
thank you for
you.
Supporting.
Give me pen again.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah, I forget. Fresh never has a pen.
I'm put, like darkness.
Darkness?
Time of darkness.
Bro.
Nigga, you gotta put his fingerprint in there. The black hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. There you go.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. That's love.
Okay. And then, oh, what's your ethnic background?
A little bit of everything. Puerto Rican, Polish, Irish, and Native American.
Cool.
First panel, we got a Bahamian, we got a Russian,
yeah.
We got a Mexican. All right. What about you?
I'm Savannah. I just turned 23.
Savannah, you said?
Yeah, Savannah.
Okay. Yeah, party voice.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah, I talk Cali. Like a man.
Yeah.
What was the next question?
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Don't
where
worry
am I?
Them.
Where am I?
Don't worry about them.
I'm from Texas. What do you mean? I just moved here in December.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
All right. How old are you?
I just turned 23.
23, you said. Okay, you're
it.
From Texas. What part of Texas are you from?
East Texas, like the Stags, like yeehaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are we talking? What?
Like Texarkana.
Oh, okay. All right. I lived in Texas for a few years, so I'm familiar.
Okay, slay.
Okay. Not that part, though, but because it's like different parts of Texas is like a different world. Like Dallas is way different than San Antonio, right? And Houston is way different than like El Paso.
When people think of Texas, they think of like, oh, Dallas. Also, I know, like, I live in like Texas.
Yeah. Okay. What do you do for work?
So I just started my own business. It's like a marketplace.
Oh.
It launches in April. It hasn't started yet, but I'm still getting paid.
Okay. So it's marketing?
No, it's a marketplace.
Marketplace.
It's
what
a
are
marketplace.
You selling?
So it's for college students. We're not necessarily selling anything. It's for college students to
so
like,
list items.
Yeah, like secondhand, but also like gently used, like buy, sell, rent, like either textbooks, dorm decorations,
okay.
Furniture.
Okay. It's like an offer up, but specifically targeted to college students.
Yeah, well, it's not going to, in the end, it's not going to be specifically targeted towards college students, but like that's who we're mainly marketing to
okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Okay. Understandable. All right.
Cool.
Highest education level completed?
College.
Okay. You got your bachelor's?
Yes. 2 degrees, marketing and advertising.
Okay. Where'd you get it from?
Texas Tech.
Okay. All right. And then are your parents together?
No.
Okay. And then birth control?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Body count?
I love you, Mom. I love you, Mommy. That's it.
All right.
Dating status?
Stop the cap.
Single.
Okay.
AF.
All right. Where'd you get your degree from? Your psychology degree?
FGCU. It's in Fort Myers.
Okay, and that's where you're doing your master's as well?
No, I'm actually doing my master's at Nova.
Okay. Okay. What about you?
My name is
Don't do that.
And you're going to be really surprised about how I sound because I don't sound like that. I'm Drea O, everywhere you go. I'm from Chicago. I'm
Drea O?
Chicago? Drea O.
Draco?
Draco.
Yo.
Wait. I mean, I am from Chicago, so.
You pat it on, bro. Pat it on.
So it's Draco.
Drea O. Like
Drea,
Andrea.
Drea O. Okay.
Yeah. Drea O.
Okay.
Everywhere you go. I'm originally from Chicago. I live in New York now. I'm a reporter, journalist. I am 31.
You're 31?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Do you work, are you independent? Do you work for the mainstream media
organization? I currently work for BuzzFeed, but I got my start at iHeartMedia, and then after that I moved over and worked for Diddy for 2 years at Revolt TV, and then I did 4 years at Complex, and now I'm at BuzzFeed.
Wow.
So.
Wait a minute.
Nice.
Yeah. Were you at one of his parties?
Oh, which one? Diddy's?
Yeah, Diddy parties.
Well, I went to a lot of Diddy parties, but none of the freak-offs. Like, I was an employee. I worked there.
Yeah. So it's real.
Listen, I never saw anything.
Okay.
He was always so nice. Like,
right.
Diddy was honestly an inspiration. So I can't even say anything bad.
That's dope.
I didn't see anything. I can't say anything.
Okay.
All right. That's cool. All right, so you worked for a complex.
Wait, BuzzFeed. That's the enemy, bro.
Yeah.
That's the ops, bro. For real.
Yeah,
man.
They want to write an article on us, and I just like,
nah, man.
Y'all going to make a hit piece on us.
Yeah, bro. We know what's up.
Yeah.
What section in BuzzFeed?
BuzzFeed was owned Complex, so I was working at Complex.
Oh.
Yeah. I was a Complex news editor, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So specific, what I'm assuming music, right? With Complex?
Yeah. Well, Complex is mostly music, but I was running like the news. So I was doing like the Complex News Instagram page. Like I was running that.
Oh.
Did you ever meet academics or like?
When I started, that show was ending. So I've seen him in the hallways a couple times, but I'd never met him.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, Complex is based out of your city, right? Out of
New York and in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Highest education level completed?
My bachelor's from Columbia.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Ivy League in the house. What was that like?
It was fun. Like, I love the college experience. Even though college probably isn't as relevant now, it was just great. Like, I met best friends there. I had my best experiences. I had the broke years where we split Subway sandwiches. Like, it gave me that.
Taught you a lot.
And you're smack dab. And if I'm not, it's in Manhattan, right? Columbia? Or is it in Queens?
Actually, I was in Chicago, like Columbia, Chicago.
Oh, not yeah. Columbia to Ivy League.
No, not that one.
There's a Columbia University in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what'd you major in?
Journalism.
Okay.
Communications.
All right. And then parents are together?
Yeah, my parents are still married. They're African, so they're never going to get divorced.
Nigeria?
Okay.
They're Ghanaian. They don't like each other anymore, but they're still.
They ain't leaving.
They're not going to separate.
Okay.
They
don't. Just do what's fun. They take that shit
I'm not
real.
Fucking leaving.
Yeah. Now, y'all can't go with the sound effects back there. Yeah. All right. Birth control.
No. Never. No.
Okay. Living life on the edge, I see.
I mean, I'm a good girl. I'm a Christian girl. So
that's
I don't.
Good.
Right.
Happy for you.
Amen.
All right, cool.
Yo, we better not see a hippie on us after this.
No.
Well, you're not with Complex anymore, right?
No.
Okay, you left.
Okay.
What years were you there active?
I'm actually with BuzzFeed now. There was an acquisition. They just got sold like 2 days ago. So
oh, wow.
Everything is up in the air right now.
Oh, so
they got
it wasn't
sold
until
to
recently
Network.
That they merged.
Yeah, that was like Thursday or Tuesday that just happened. Mm. They got bought by Network, so they're not owned by BuzzFeed anymore.
Okay.
So I'm on the BuzzFeed side right now.
Okay, cool.
She is going to make a hippie.
Yeah, she is.
No,
yeah.
Not.
My experience.
If you kick me off, it's over. No, I'm kidding.
There we go.
All right. Okay, what about you? What's your name?
Oh,
we still got Blog Talk on?
Close
yeah, let's close it. Sorry, guys.
Y'all tweaking, man.